Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Paul is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right. Thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I could give a shit about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Coach, thank you.
Come on, fellas, listen, I can understand you being angry, but, you know, you can't blame the Wang.
A bunch of Canadians want to be French. They suck.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
I want to thank Don and Mike for I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause. And it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours. I got to keep it going at that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
The indubitable brutality.
Chance and Cannon King were both born in Los Angeles. He's 3.5 years ago. He's 2.5 years ago. It may seem strange for someone my age to have children this young. I do have 3 older children. He has a child as well who is 21 years old. My other children are in their late 40s, early 40s, and mid 30s. And they're having these 2 boys. They now go to school, preschool. I'm trying to raise them to be good kids in a difficult world. We taped an interview earlier today with Bono. It's going to play on World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. It was an extraordinary hour. And I asked Bono if having children made any difference in his life. And he said, it made him more serious about the world. It made him think things differently. These kids make me think things differently. I think my greatest hope on my 69th birthday is to see that they grow up in a safe, sane world without people harming people. I hope that we're going to be talking with the Gores in a moment about possibilities of going into Iraq and nuclear weaponry and disarmament. Wouldn't it be nice if little Chance and Cannon could grow up in a world with no fear of any of that? Only know that they can make their own legacy in their own time. It's a joy being 69 years old and having kids this young. It makes me feel like Viral. And Sean, I know you don't have a microphone on, so if you could speak over Chance's microphone.
Okay.
Is this hard for you to be married to an older man with young kids? No, I mean, is it hard?
No, actually, there are a lot of good things about it, because we're in a different stage in our life. And both my kids when we were younger, and there's more time.
All right, we are told that the boys have arrived, and so we'd like you boys to say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight. Wave goodnight. The Gores are next on Larry King Live, a historic edition. If you missed it, watch the repeat. We'll be right back. Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Here's what we're looking for, MoviePoopShoot.com.
Poopshoot.
Yeah.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs. Sad, pathetic little bastards living in their parents' basements, downloading scripts and what they think is inside information about movies and actors they claim to despise yet can't stop discussing.
Ow! Oh, I'm sorry. Did my pen get in the way of your ass? Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately or get out of my building right now!
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know good fellow book.
The Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Bring him in. I don't find these guys clogging up the traffic for Good Friday.
Oh, I hate that.
Man, I bet you was getting to work today.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Easter, and all the ships at sea. They went golfing with Luther Vandross and gave him a one-stroke advantage. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin Ryan. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode of this Friday. You tell me what's good about it. April 18th. Phone number 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. Oh,
there
you
hi,
go.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
I didn't even have time to get a local
number. Ah. Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome. Right, there you go. And, didn't even have time for the, you know the phone numbers.
Yeah.
Happy Pesach. Don't know why I bother to give out the phone numbers every day. You should know them.
Yeah.
National 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. Canada 800-636-1067. Locally, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. I personally view it as a sign of weakness when I am listening to other radio hosts and they constantly give out the phone number.
Yeah.
What it indicates is no one's calling. But that's not nearly as bad as when you're listening to a guy do a show and he'll say, okay, we got to come up on a break, but Mike, Buzz, Rob, Charlie, and Lisa, all of you, stay on hold.
We're going to get to you after the commercial break.
Yeah, that sucks. what's good about today? I don't know. I'm frustrated with the traffic. I got a situation with my wife that I'll bring up here in a second. The traffic today, and I don't get it because the weather ain't good.
Horrible.
It's bad weather. It's going to be bad weather tomorrow. It's Easter. It's not a three-day weekend. Passover started last night.
Pesach, Don. Happy Pesach.
Right, and Seder table and all that stuff to you.
Amen.
The Easter thing is Sunday, but today, coming in, the Beltway was jammed.
Catholics can steal this one if they want to.
Route 66, the on-ramp to 66, got a mile and a half onto the beltway. We backed up traffic.
No kicks out there.
So I got out there. Yeah, Route 66. I went on to, I thought, Route 50.
Ah.
Route 50 also backed up onto the beltway. Then I thought, well, I'm going to have to go all the way up to my secret way in.
Right.
Route 236.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going 10 miles out of my way to get on a road that...
Because everybody's on the road. Everybody's going somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Apparently.
Where are y'all going?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? It's not a three-day weekend. It's just Easter, for God's sakes.
People are taking today off.
Some people do, yeah.
So then I'm driving down 236, a road that I very rarely take to work. And I notice, as I'm sitting in the incredible traffic jams on 236, because it's not as secret as I noticed, a real big Kinko's, 24-hour Kinko's.
Always love that name.
And I'm thinking,
me too.
Really, outside of Jerry Maguire, what is the need for Kinko's to be open 24 hours? Now,
what was its significance in Jerry Maguire?
Well,
I don't remember the movie.
If you remember, Jerry Maguire wrote his mission statement when he could no longer live with himself for the way that sports agents were treating their clients.
And did he copy it at Kinko's?
Yes, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I see.
Now, I know that there are probably college students who have papers at the last minute,
right.
But still, and, you know, and I know that logically there must be customers that allow them to stay open 24 hours,
oh, yeah.
or they wouldn't.
Well, copy machines are expensive, and so people can't afford them.
Well, no, actually, they're quite cheap. You can go to Best Buy now, and you can buy yourself a Xerox machine for a couple $100.
That's expensive for some people.
A little tiny thing. Well, if you get it you can get it like as part of your PC package.
Right. Some people can't afford the PC package.
Mike, everybody can afford a PC package.
Not really.
You're getting a Dell, dude. Well, anyway, it's always made me scratch my head when I drive past Kinko's and think, except for Jerry Maguire and maybe the kid who's crammed for a test or a paper on Sunday night and really needs a nice presentation,
right.
Why are they open 24 hours?
Executive needs to get a report out.
I don't know. And
if you're on the road, for example, right, and you work for a company, and
I'm sure there are these reasons.
I mean, it's a thriving business, the way I understand it. I think they're doing very well.
They save thousands of dollars a year on locks.
And you know, that's the old joke.
Yeah,
7-Eleven is always open. Why do they have locks on the doors?
Now I get it.
As I'm driving through this mess, and I'm thinking this about Kinko's,
right.
I'm noticing that. Not once, but twice, as I'm driving past these little malls, there are car alarms that have gone off.
Huh.
And this was something that we noticed down in New Orleans, Rob and I, as we were sitting out having our coffee one morning, watching the drunks and the whores, that there was a car right in front of this joint we were at that people were jumping on top of, and the alarm was going off like crazy. What's the point in this day and age of having a car alarm? Because now, really, let's say you're going to Best Buy, you're going to Starbucks, wherever you're going.
Kinko's.
You pull into the parking lot, and you hear that. You ignore it.
Right.
For all you know, some guy has just busted a window and is putting a coat hanger in there to turn the baby on. Nobody even bothers anymore.
So you think the average car thief, if he hears that, he just keeps going about his business?
I would, because I know that I ignore them all the time. And at one point today, when I was driving by the Kinko's, there were two separate ones that were going off, and nobody was stopping to look.
Do you know what I found out when I was down in South Beach in Miami and sitting out there having an adult beverage, watching the traffic go by? Do you know what I realized sets those things off more than anything? Is the bass from some of those huge stereo systems when they go by, and it's like boom, boom, boom,
thunder, earthquake.
And then, man, I mean, there was like this one guy went by and like three of them went off.
I know another story about a couple guys who got this really illegal firecracker. I forget their names, Don, but they went under the building where they work. It turned out to be like a quarter of a stick of dynamite.
I remember that.
And when these guys,
I think two of those guys might be talking on the microphone right now.
It sounds like six parts.
And the third guy who wasn't involved in that directly might be going deaf.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. Maybe that's the reason.
Uh-huh.
Could be. But that can do it, too.
Somebody send us some fireworks.
Yeah, we're almost out of firecrackers.
And Rob and I one day went down to the parking garage and lit off. What was it? An M80?
Can we do that on the air?
Yeah, but we went down to have some fun.
Bigger than an M80.
After the show.
After the show, you lit some off?
Yeah. And it was bigger than an M80.
Yeah.
It went kaboom, and
every car alarm in the parking lot went off. And Robin, I came out
here. Boom!
They all brought upstairs like scared little girls. Well, I know people are calling out about Kinko's. I understand that there's a need for it.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm going to be told why now. Hello, Scott?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
The reason why they're open 24 hours, the printers they have are so big, and they take so long to warm up. They need someone there to keep it going 24 hours a day. If they come in the morning, it's just impossible to get any business done in the morning.
Thank you for elaborating on that, Scott.
God, hello, Don and Mike.
I'm not buying that.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't believe it. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was about to say what he was saying, but they do like jobs for businesses and stuff, so they got to do them late at night to get them all done in the meantime, so I figured...
As I said, I don't doubt that there are legit reasons, but outside of Jerry Maguire and college kids, I can't imagine, even if you worked for a place like this radio station,
right.
You could do everything on your PC.
Do you know what we need more 24 hours of, Don?
What's that, Don Rebo?
We need more 24-hour grocery stores. We need more 24-hour donut shops, and we need more 24-hour bars.
Here, here.
These pesky blue laws and Virginia beverage control rules that close liquor establishments at 1:30 in the morning when most people are simply getting revved up.
Blasphemy.
It's blasphemy. Keep everything open 24 hours if you wish to do so.
The blue law. Yeah.
Blue.
My
we
dog,
had my
blue.
Home state of Connecticut. We had blue laws.
Blue laws
that were on the books from the 1700s.
Right. You had them in Wisconsin and Illinois as well. I mean, shopping malls were closed on Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Listen, I have a nice hello to give out to a friend of our show, an acquaintance, a good acquaintance, J.B. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. Last night, my son and a friend went to see LeBron James play basketball in the Jordan Capital Classic down at the MCI Center. I said to Bart, did he drive his Escalade on the court? I said, Bart, you know, say, Dad, you know, not funny. Because, you know, LeBron James is cool. Scored 30-some points. Anyway, Bart spotted JB and went up and introduced himself.
Hey, that's
cool. And James Brown could not have been nicer.
Of course.
And I believe the quote was, and this cracked me up, your daddy's a bad man. And I said, he said, your daddy's a bad man. He said, oh, yeah, but Dad, he was laughing.
Your daddy's a bad man.
So hi there.
That's funny.
Hi there, JB. Now, on the home front, you remember a couple of weeks ago when we were on vacation. Of course you all do, because a lot of you are still harboring resentment about that.
Still angry.
Frida and I went on a cruise, and Frida got ill. And as it turns out, the cruise line gave us some time back.
Mm.
They didn't give us the full week cruise, but they gave us like 3 or 4 days of cruising. Well, you will be glad to know that my wife, I know a lot of you wonder, who gets more vacation than Mike and I? It's my wife. She's on the cruise again.
Wow.
Right now.
What?
Going back to warm.
But how?
With her sister.
This was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, we got the word that they've given us the make good.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this thrown on me at the last second. She says, Robin, you know, my sister-in-law is a school teacher.
She going on the same boat?
Yeah. She and, no. She's going on the same boat as Frida, but it's not the same boat that Frida and I went on. It's the same cruise line.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know, I'm sure there was this, you know, still a little thought that maybe there was a virus on the ship.
All I know is that, even I'm now starting to question the amount of vacation time my wife gets.
She's on another cruise.
Not to mention
how many cruises does she have this year?
Really? Well, every day, Mike, is a cruise. Sometimes it's a land cruise, sometimes it's a sea cruise, and I do mean that both ways. SEA and see you in Toledo.
Is this her third cruise?
This would be...
See?
I mean, let me count. Of all time that she's been on?
Oh, no, just this year.
Just this year.
Well, no, of this year? No, this is the second, keeping in mind that we're only in April of 2003.
All right.
But she did go on at least two last year.
Okay.
And
she likes those ships.
Yeah, she does. And anyway,
Have a good time, honey. She's down in Miami. A lot of you wonder, and I myself have often wondered on this show, I speak to God and I say, when are you going to speak back to me? And it's at times like this, you know, a lot of times they say, God sends you messages in weird ways.
Oh, yeah.
And I've looked at this as my Easter miracle. Now, I could be down and depressed thinking, well, now half of that trip is mine because I was quarantined as well and I wasn't able to spend the time with my wife. But then, you know, I tried to do what I told you yesterday with going deaf, Mike. Just, you know, look at the glasses half full, not half empty. Sure, she's on the cruise with her sister, gratis, on my dime, having a great time. But the Easter miracle is, I'm not going to Easter Sunday service this year.
You know, I'm offended.
Because she's not here.
I just got offended. You just casually tossed aside this going deaf comment when the fact is I have a moderate hearing loss.
Well, but
I am not going deaf. She said, as a matter of fact,
for the purposes of the show, you're going to be going deaf.
You mean for the purposes of exploiting it?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's fine. Go ahead.
Right.
Proceed, please.
Right.
Yes, all right. Now I understand.
So anyway, she's down in Miami right now.
I didn't even know she was going because you didn't talk about it yesterday.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't know.
It was that quick.
Well, last night I got home. And I said,
she was gone.
As always, I walk in the door, I see the dogs, you know, three people in the house, they're truly glad to see me when I come home at night. And I said, where's the boy? She said, oh, he's at that LeBron James basketball game with one of his friends. I said, oh, sitting down, having my dinner. And I hear the dogs go nuts. It's my sister-in-law at the door. And she's got a gigantic, one of those big-ass bag-on-wheels things behind her. I said, hey, Robbie, what's happening? She says, hi, she gives me a little kiss. This is all, I'm really looking forward to this trip. I went, looking forward to the trip. And it was at that time that, you know, Frida came out and said, oh, sweetie, I guess I didn't tell you. That, yeah, Robin had the time to go, and, you know, Robbie is a teacher, and she doesn't get a lot of quality time away, so we're going to go, and, you know.
So she didn't tell you.
And what am I going to say?
Yeah, with Robbie sitting there, I guess you couldn't say anything.
What am I going to say? I mean, either way, like I have a choice in the matter. What am I going to say? I'm neutered. You know that. In all matters of the home, I'm neutered. I'm a eunuch. So I just said, oh, have a good time. And I was bummed out about it at first, thinking, well, half that cruise should be mine.
Right.
But, you know, my sister Robin is a school teacher, and she does work goddamn hard. And, you know, we all know that teachers don't make nearly what they should make.
True.
And if it's a nice treat for her, and it's a freebie, and frankly, it's my Easter miracle. Because even though I do go to church regularly, I hate going to church on the days when non-churchgoers go.
Yeah. Right.
Like on Easter Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Frida always gets mad at me because I get pissed on Easter. I get pissed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, uh-huh, and Easter. Because I look around and I get furious sitting in my regular chair in church. And I got my regular spot.
Right.
So I sit there and I look around and I go, where are these people all year?
Right.
These are the people who come out one day a year just like to say, hey, God, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I'm not going, because she's not here, so I don't have that pressure to go.
Well, you go semi-regularly, so I think God will forgive you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You know, Jesus is just all right with me, Mike.
Check in that mass for shut-ins on TV. That's also cool.
Yeah, you do the TV mass.
Sure, right. You don't have to sing or anything. Just, you know, put it on the background.
Or you could watch the Pope, who is... I saw the Pope today.
Ooh, looking good.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, I think it's hours.
Okay, I think... The new bet on the show will be, and I'm
which
in this,
which is it, Pope or Hope?
Right, you got the name already. Actually, it works better, Pope or Hope.
Yeah. Pope or Hope.
Pope or Hope.
And you know, we don't have the benefit of seeing Bob because they, you know, they sequester Bob.
There will be a Bob special on Sunday night, right?
Right on NBC.
A tribute special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they're going to have any archived recent videotape of Bob Hope.
Probably the most recent would be when he looked somewhat presentable.
Yeah.
With his little rabbit eyes.
But man, they pushed the, I think this was today, I don't think it was old footage, they pushed the Pope out into the church in like this, he's sitting on this bridge.
in my rascal.
This was not a rascal. This was this huge, like, four-poster bridge that he's sitting on with a throne on it, and they pushed him out on it. It's not even the Popemobile. It's like they have all sorts of contraptions, because apparently he's moving up to be, I think, number five, the all-time longest-serving popes. And
he's climbing the charts.
But he's really, the head is at this angle where it's really, he's not long. They're going to be doing the black smoke, white smoke thing.
Yeah,
soon.
Very soon. I was watching part of that Dennis Miller HBO special, and man, I'm sorry, I still think Dennis Miller is the funniest son of a bitch. That guy makes me laugh. I don't remember what riff he was on when I was watching that HBO special he did a couple of weeks ago, but it was something about the Pope and something about wearing his hat at a weird sideways angle. And like, he was losing the crowd.
Yeah. Right.
Just losing the crowd. But I love it. He just plowed right ahead.
He goes ahead, even when he's got the material that's not all that popular.
Just plows right into it. But I think that'd be a great one. Pope or Hope?
Pope or Hope?
Wow.
Who would you bet?
Well, I would go with Pope.
As would I.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
The evidence of the Pope. Okay. The Pope is, you know what, and it's also the work, of course you could say that the work schedule, you know, keeps him going. You could make that argument, but I mean,
Hope is Terminator-like, though. Hope is like...
Well, Hope is also being, like, kept going.
Yeah. Robotic.
No, Hope will go first. Hope will you know how Hope will be dead within 60 days of his 100th birthday. He'll make it to 100, and that'll be it.
I think they're talking about the schedule of the Pope. They were saying he was going to go to...
WrestleMania?
Mongolia.
Oh, no.
And he's supposed to go...
The Gold Club?
He's supposed to go to all these different
NASCAR.
Places. And he doesn't look like he can go from one room to the other.
He doesn't look like he can go number one.
It's really rough. I mean, and he keeps the schedule that he's supposed to keep.
Well, then it's me.
But Bob Hope, we don't have enough information on.
Well, then it's me and you against Rob, because Rob thinks...
Rob thinks it's going to be Hope. I think it's going to be the Pope.
No, Rob thinks it's going to be the Pope.
No, Hope.
Oh, you think Hope?
Hope will die first.
And we think the Pope.
The Pope.
I think the Pope, too. Yeah.
All right, then it's three against one.
I think Hope, you all are going to be so sorry.
I think Hope will go within days after that 100th birthday.
Now, hold on.
Oh, you do?
I really
hold on.
Do.
So
within
we're,
days.
So we're,
yeah.
It's two against two, because you and I are going with...
We're going with the Pope.
The Pope. And you guys are both going with Hope.
Hope. Bob Hope.
To go first.
Pope or Hope?
I don't know.
You know what? It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think you could add Reagan to that list without too much difficulty, too.
But, you know, even though Reagan has Alzheimer's, I think that he is...
He could drool for a long time.
Pretty hardy. He was always he was an amazing physical specimen when he was the president.
Hasn't he had Alzheimer's for like 7 years now, though?
Yeah, so is Buzz, though.
Yeah. I'm still here.
And listen, besides, it doesn't rhyme.
Right.
It only works with Pope and Hope.
Right, exactly.
Because they're both so well known and they're both so goddamn old.
Pope or Hope?
Mm-hmm. Pope or Hope? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, have you ever noticed that on every Good Friday it rains?
You know who you sound like?
Oh.
You sound like my beloved 83-year-old mother, who says that every year.
Yeah.
That's a big thing in Catholic families.
Well,
that
I think
is a big thing. My mom said it every single Good Friday. Do you know?
I
agree. At some point on every Good Friday. She never said rain. She said it gets overcast.
Yeah, even if it's only for 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Are you from a Catholic family?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really.
All right. Okay.
I went to Catholic school for a couple years.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
Then they got their fangs into you.
Right.
Yeah, is Buzz still a Satanist?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Okay. No, I take it back.
No.
Buzz is an atheist.
Oh, atheist. No, he's
an atheist.
Okay. No, let's be honest. No. Buzz is a child of the corn.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, my friend.
Oh, man, that's so my mom.
Do you ever notice, dear, that every single Friday, on Good Friday, at some point, it's cloudy or it rains? Every Good Friday. And, you know, I mean, we've had a few that have been blindingly sunny.
Right. Well, you know what? Your mom's getting to that point where, like all people,
right,
when they get to that certain point,
right,
here's the topics of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Weather.
Okay.
And people that they know who have died.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's pretty much, you start over again at weather.
Yeah.
And then you go again to people that they know who have died.
And your illnesses.
She was doing that Good Friday thing, though, that I think, like, back when she was 50. So she's been doing that for a very, very long period of time. But I do notice, as she gets into the mid-80s, you know, I love her to death. She's a wonderful lady. She is, you know, she does tend to talk about those kind of things in there. But she also, she still slugs into the hospital. She's been a volunteer for almost 40 years at the Children's Hospital, and she still goes in there, and she still hangs out with women in their 30s and 40s. They go out to lunch and stuff, so that keeps her young.
She's young.
She's in a hell of a lot better shape than that Pope.
Hello, Don and my show.
Good day, gentlemen.
And frankly, she's in better shape than you are.
You're right about that. Got better hearing.
Doesn't your mom, like, walk a mile a day on the treadmill?
Yeah. Yeah. She's lost, like, 5 pounds recently.
And her hearing's fantastic.
Her hearing is great. She's got a little elevated blood pressure, which she takes medication for. But if you add it up really, Jesus, you have just opened my eyes.
I love the ailment.
That is like a 2x4 in the head that you just gave me right there. You know, you're absolutely right. She is in better condition than I am.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Jesus.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Much along the lines of Shaq and Robin, can we get a little Pope and Hope?
Yeah, I think at some point we can work that out as a bit, a little Pope and Hope.
Outstanding.
A little dueling.
Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Had to happen.
Let me write that down. We don't have time today, but on Monday, we're going to do it. Pope and Hope. They can chat about their upcoming demisals.
You know, really, when we do that, I shouldn't have the, if there's any way we can, you should have the reverb. Because, you know, the Pope is always talking on some wonderful, huge basilica PA system.
Yeah, right.
And you know, Bob would be in his living room. Hey!
Hello. Last call here. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
This is Rich. I want to know if Mike's mom listens to Sister Angelica. Because I know my folks are pretty old, and they're Catholic, and my in-laws, too, and that's what they're all into now.
My mom is, you know, make no mistake about it. You would not be able to, she keeps herself very, very active doing this hospital work that she does. And she is very, you know, that sister, is Sister Angelica the nun that's got like the brown nun's outfit with the cross? And she, you know, that, you know, I pictured my mom just sitting there in front. No, she doesn't. But she does, I'll tell you, she is getting more like religious as she gets older, too. Mm-hmm. Going to Mass a lot and doing that
sure.
whole thing. I've been a tremendous disappointment.
They all do it, you know, because the bills come and due.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I will be the same way. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah, I probably will get more active.
You and I will probably be going to church every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Mike is going to do any good.
We could start now and it wouldn't do any good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm out at the store yesterday at the grocery store, and I'm getting ready to load in the groceries in my car. Hit my keyless entry, and it just set off this guy's car alarm right on the other side of me, and people were looking around. I shut it off. I turned it back on. I shut it off, turned it on, and people were just laughing about it. They didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, you remember back when car alarms first came out, you were like, wow, man, some hoodlum is going to be afraid as hell if he breaks into the car. And now they're like a video game. You hear it, and you go,
it doesn't matter.
more often than not, you laugh.
You know, I hit my panic button at the grocery store like 2 weeks ago, and now that I think of it, it was just, I mean, there were people, 4 or 5 people walking to their cars that didn't even turn around and look.
Do you know what I use my panic button for?
What?
I swear to God, when I go to the airport,
right?
When I get off the escalator and I don't remember exactly where I parked, I just hold that thing up in the air and hit the button, and I follow the to find where your car is.
There's a good use for it.
Yeah.
A friend taught me this. You can extend the range of your remote control, your keyless entry, by pressing it against your chin, which then it uses your entire spine as an antenna for the transmitter.
And you believe them?
It works.
You are getting
it. I see. No, I'll prove it to you. Come on, let's go.
Buzz, that's like when Mike bought that thing to turn your whole house into an antenna.
I'll
demonstrate it.
All right, clear the lines out. Let's get a caller 100 right now. Yeah, Buzz.
Okay. You keep looking for your car.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I just told Buzz that thing about the chin. Watch, he's going to stick his remote control up against his chin again.
Call our 100 right now. Shot at 750 bones. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent.
I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that.
Earth to Brent. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. them like toothpaste and brush your teeth with their love. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. Let's go to call 100 going here. We're going to give away some of this money. Hola, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks. What's your name, my friend?
I am Glenn.
You are Glenn. Where are you from, Glenn?
Arlington, Virginia.
Glenn, here you go. Wow, you got the mother load here. You got second row tickets for Bon Jovi's Bounce World Tour.
All right.
With the Goo Goo Dolls. July 27th, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. And you have one front row seats to see Boston.
Wow.
Saturday, June 21 at Nissan Pavilion.
Oh, this is great.
And watch it, because I believe I might be sitting right next to you.
Oh, that would be nice.
Would that be?
Nice!
That would be sweet.
Come on, we don't go there.
No, all right,
come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Now, that's the other guy.
I'm sorry,
nice.
I'm sorry.
Nice!
Hey, I love you guys.
Walmart.
Nice!
Walmart Fair Oaks.
Nice!
Fair Lake. Lake. Sorry, Rob.
Tickets for Boston go on sale tomorrow at noon.
Nice.
Ticketmaster and NissanPavilion.com. Now, for $750 American dollars, we'll play you the secret sound, a common everyday sound. Not a briefcase, not a stapler, not a door, not a can. And your clue is yellow. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Young MC.
Oh, it's got to be Bust a Move. Oh, sorry, here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
Something I've been hoping you'd cover anyway one day. Just even outside the contest.
She's dressed in yellow. She says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rob. I have a request for next week.
Sure, sure.
I like big butts.
Oh.
And I cannot lie.
You got it.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Hey, for $750, what is that the sound that we just played there?
Oh, man.
Come on now. Come on, please. I'm not going to be like Jack Diamond and pretend that we appreciate the fact that you called for the contest. If you call for the contest, you must be prepared to have at least an awful lame guess.
All right, a banana.
What?
A banana.
How could this possibly be a banana?
I can't think of anything else that's yellow.
But how could this possibly be a banana?
If banana made that noise, it would be a very green banana.
We're sorry.
A tennis ball.
A banana. All right, thank you.
A lemon.
Lemon.
Don't forget that every guess is a...
No, not really. No,
yeah.
Not
so nice.
Nice. Banana. All right, now we got so much today to get to. At some point, I don't know if we're going to have time today. I'd love to do as a segment today, dead bunny stories for Easter. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many dead bunny stories there might be out there.
Like real dead bunny stories?
Yeah, like people's real life dead bunny stories.
Oh, they're probably all remarkably similar.
Well, see, that's where I think...
You probably could get your pet bunny variety.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I happen to live in an area of the country where there are a lot of bunny rabbits. I have a bunny rabbit that lives under my front porch.
Now, I know I've driven over one.
I have hit bunny rabbits, and I don't like... Have you killed a squirrel?
Oh, constantly.
I find killing a bunny far more disturbing than a squirrel.
Agreed. Either way... It's a rush. it's a rush, Mike. They just spit out your water.
Disturbing and yet exciting.
Not really.
You made me choke.
And man...
It's a rush. It's the rush of killing.
If I could be getting my jerk on while I was driving the car...
Oh, dear.
And running over a bunny...
That's disturbing.
Oh.
That is disturbing. Really.
Nice!
Anyway, maybe we'll get to that today.
Rabbit!
Radio. What an effed up business we work in. Radio. Just a quick behind the scenes message from me to the legal department at Infinity Broadcasting that was in touch with us today about an upcoming guest we have on the show. You got bigger fish to fry
don't worry about this show.
Yeah.
This show has only gotten you in trouble, like, for putting people on the air without the permission. We've never had the indecency rap against us.
Right.
Never.
Right.
We know what we're doing. Leave us the F alone.
Amen.
Okay? I know that all the lawyers are in D.C., but for some reason, they only listen to this show. It's like you guys who work, they got guys that work for this company up in Detroit doing stuff that I can't describe the stuff that they were talking about on the radio, or I would be fined as well.
Right.
But they were doing stuff that goes beyond anything we've ever gone near, anything Howard would ever go near, anything that the Grease Man would ever go near.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
These are the guys that you got to be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be calling here and busting balls because we're going to have the BJ Queen on the show.
Right. We know how to handle that.
That's their big worry. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We're Don and Mike are going to have the BJ Queen on. How come we weren't told about this? Can they handle this? Yeah, come on.
We've had sexperts on. We know how to cover the subject matter without getting in trouble. You know, when do we get a little appreciation for the fact that we've been doing this kind of radio for 19 years?
The stuff that we get in trouble for is all the stuff that they've taken care of now.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we used the good old days, we used to just call people up and not tell them they were on the air. Well, we can't do that anymore. That's the only rap we ever got hung with by the FCC. And incidentally, the FCC always dropped the charges.
Well, and also we know how to talk around a sexual subject. And that is, I really think that we, you know, we've done it for a very, very long time. And we know how to do it.
And I know they weren't pleased yesterday with our discussion of the Red Book.
Oh,
you know, oh, that big secret.
Ooh!
A big secret. Dummies.
Nice.
Get dummies. Nice!
Nice!
Nice Red Book! Nice Red Book! Should have given the guys in Detroit the Red Book 2 years ago when I read it, and maybe they wouldn't have their teats in a ringer right now. And you wouldn't be looking at another station losing its license.
Nice!
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 Because trust me, there's one of those FCC popes.
Nice.
There's one of those popes that really has got it. He's got the bullseye on infinity.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the bullseye on infinity right now, which is why I understand the added pressure. But trust me, in this world of anything goes, you know, we got to be as crazy and outrageous as possible. Leave us the frig alone. You know, basically our show is what we did today. You know, we talk about my going deaf.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about my wife taking my money and going on a cruise with her sister. We talk about Kinko's being open 24 hours a day.
There you go.
That's what we do. If we have a BJ Queen on the show, we can handle it.
We can handle it. You bet we can.
Just, you know.
You bet we can.
You got bigger fish to fry at Infinity Broadcasting. Not to mention, you've still got that unsettled matter from St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Worry about that, and then worry about the guys in Detroit. And then worry about the guys in whatever, Dallas, wherever else you got the problem. And then come to me and say, oh, we're concerned about the BJ Queen.
Worry about your more challenged performers.
Correct.
It's the best way I can put it.
Well put.
You know, the other thing, the other battle that I'm just goddamn tired of fighting is the battle about commercials. Because we have been doing our goddamnedest to get all of the commercials in. And really, I've been making a real effort every day with Charlie to make sure that we break earlier in the show.
I thought that was fixed.
Well, no. Here's the deal. They used to say, well, you go too early in the beginning of the show, and then you jam up the end of the show with commercials. So now we fixed that.
Yeah, now, I mean, I thought it was completely fixed.
And now you've noticed at the end of the show, Buzz has two full, long, 15 to 20-minute breaks for news. Well, the problem is, they would like us to end the show at 6:50 p.m.
5 minutes earlier than you've been finishing.
Yes. And the reason is that there are clients that want commercials played between 3 and 7 p.m. Well, out of all of the clients that buy commercials between 3 and 7, there's got to be five of them. There's got to be five goddamn commercials that don't care if they run at 7 or at 7:05. There's got to be five. Don't push me on this 5-minute thing. Or we'll go back to doing the show the way we used to do it. Where we do a five-hour show and we get all the commercials in because we're doing 4 hours of commercials in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We have bent over backwards to make this show advertiser-friendly. And this is what they're coming to me with now. Man, that 5 minutes is killing us. 5 minutes is killing you. Eat me. Eat me. Think about the compromises we've made on this show when we came back to Afternoon Drive and when we went to Middays. You know, to try to... They don't get it. They just...
I think that the mark that we hit now is the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And they should deal with that. They should deal with that.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
Oh, boy.
You know, the whole reason people listen to the show is because the commercials are not at the same time every day.
Right.
Because we could have a break where we go 30 minutes, but unfortunately, you got to later have a break that's 10 minutes long. Listen, I think our listeners can deal with that. If they, you know, they've come to me and said, and I don't disagree, you've got to do a better balance so the last hour of the show is not jammed up with commercials.
And that's what I thought was completely fixed.
It was.
And we've done that for 2 weeks now.
No, we've done it for a month.
No.
We've hit the mark every day.
As I said, we've done it for a month.
For a month. And even before that, we had done better in the year 2003 than we had done previously in the last 9 years.
Sure, right.
So, having said all of that,
mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know with our show why they got to do this. It's like they go in the list and they go, well, let's see. They got all these other disc jockeys that are being fined by the FCC and the stations are threatening to lose their license. We have two guys on WJFK and all they're doing is bringing in revenue and bringing in ratings. Well, let's F with them because they're going to have a BJ Queen on.
If they want a trade-off, if they want that, I mean, there ought to be a little give and take there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we can work with you. How about getting us an affiliate or two?
Or how about this?
Huh? Yeah.
Have you ever thought about this?
Huh?
Fewer commercials. Charge more money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know that goes against the thinking. I know, but think about it. I realize I'm being Jerry Maguire-ish here. I got the whole Jerry Maguire thing going today.
I'm sure they'll meet you halfway. They will charge more money.
Anyway, it kills me. It just freaking kills me. And now it's... a five-minute issue.
Well, I like it when you pull back the curtain.
Mm-hmm. You know that. Yeah. You know, I've said no. I'm not going to end the show at 6:50. To me, it's a ripoff. If you're in your car and you're listening to us, and the show is on from 3 until 7, if we say at 7:10, good night, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? That sucks.
Yeah, you don't see like TV shows end at 10 minutes of.
No. No.
They end at, you know, usually at about 5 minutes, 4 minutes.
And you know, and TV shows do the what we used to do.
That's a peppy little 5 minutes, too.
Yeah.
That's a dancing, hopping little, you know, finally.
It's important. So find out of the they run 18 minutes of commercials an hour. What's 18 times 4, Robbie?
40 and...
72? Out of the 72 minutes of commercials, find me 5 minutes, find me 5 clients... that trust the power of the show to think that if we break at 6:55, the commercials that are heard at 7:01, 7:02, 7:03, and 7:04 will not be ignored by our audience.
No.
I know our audience will pledge to listen to those extra 5 commercials.
There you go.
If you guys will just meet us half friggin' way.
Very good.
Again, why it's us, I don't know. I look at the radio station we're working at now, and I would think, what's the biggest problem? Well, first off, you don't have a show at 11 o'clock in the morning from 11 till noon. You don't have a show from 2 to 3 o'clock. They're running a Best of Us there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a show at 11 o'clock at night. They rerun this show every night at 11 o'clock. You don't have anything from 3 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the morning. And on the weekend, all you're doing is diluting our product by running 9 hours
mm-hmm.
of our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be too much. I love the fact that we're supported by this radio station. I was telling our agent the other day, though, and I know you feel the same way. The 2 to 3 hour, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You want to run a best of 2 to 3 hour, that's okay. But don't whore us out so much that you're running the same show 4 hours later, and then...
You know what, Don? Can I be honest with you about that 2 to 3 hour?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me when you get people that say, hey, I heard you today. And I heard you when you did that thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the tape part. And I'm not tracking with it because, you know, it's not what I did today. I don't know. It's a small point, but you're right about the fact that what is the total hours? I was trying to tell somebody the other day.
It's ridiculous. It's 5 hours every day plus four, 9 hours. 9 hours out of every Monday through Friday, 9 hours out of 24 hours is this show. Then you add 9 hours on Saturday, and now that we've added NASCAR, it's a little less on Sunday, but it's still 4 or 5 hours on Sunday. Which is one reason I think people get pissed, and one reason I get defensive when people ask us about vacations.
Yeah.
Because you hear reruns so much, you think, God damn, they're never there.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's part of the perception. That's why I'm so defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 3/8 of the time broadcast on the station is you guys.
Well, I think really, I hope that someone is starting to pursue getting some of those holes filled.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're more concerned with if we're going to have the BJ Queen on the air and also those 5 minutes of commercials.
Apparently,
those are the big issues that are holding this station back from succeeding.
We are going to have the BJ Queen on.
Yes, we are.
And it's going to be a fine discussion. But
you bet your ass it is.
It's going to be terrific.
It's going to be a nice long segment, like a 30 or 40 minute segment.
Excellent.
Jesus. Really? Come on.
That will, that'll be, that's good radio. That will not suck.
I mean, you got so many holes to put. You could put so many fingers in the dike. That is Infinity Radio right now. we're dike free. We're finger free.
Yes.
We got no orifices for any holes. Leave us the F alone. Really. Come on, you guys. Back off.
Boogaloo.
Back off. And not just Jay. All you guys. You know, stay out of our sandbox. It's our litter box.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
And, you know, if you go in our litter box, you never know where you're going to put your foot.
Correct.
Maybe a nice little smooth layer of litter on top of something unsavory.
Now I do have a, and now we're going to have to take a commercial break.
Well, that had to be said.
We have to take a commercial break now, mm-hmm. so that later in the show we'll have time for Buzz in the news and the comments, which I'm totally down with. I get that, but you guys gotta meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Because it kills me right now to break. Because I want to move on to I don't want this just to be 15 minutes of us saying how retarded you managers are. God damn. Cut the spot load. Charge more. Get off our ass.
Damn it, honey.
Now, about radio. Although the lines are now jammed with dead bunny stories.
I'll bet. Oh, man, I want to get to that.
I might have to do that next.
Yeah.
I do have, from Radio and Records, a program director's 30 wonderful techniques to help DJs and staff.
What do you think? More important than dead bunnies?
No, we're going with the dead bunnies.
Yeah.
And we also have, I mentioned this yesterday, a great article about a lame April Fool's joke that incidentally involved the CEO of Infinity Broadcasting.
Wow.
Oh. That gets national press.
Huh.
This he gets involved with. This is the stuff that he likes. Yeah. You know, okay, we're going to pretend we're going to fire the morning show,
mm-hmm.
and you guys can mention my name. Great. That's good. That's wacky. I bet that's the station, what is it, in San Francisco? KLLC. I bet that's the station that plays all the commercials exactly on time every day,
yeah.
just like you want. And I bet it's a station that's got 1/8 of the audience that we have. You got to decide at some point, you can't have it both ways. You can't have cutting edge, for lack of a better word, radio, where you go out there and you sell the fact, we've got to show that anything can happen, and you never know, and that's why Don and Mike have such great time spent listening with their listeners. Their listeners are afraid to tune out because they're going to miss something.
Right.
And then I'm working on them getting your commercials in, and then you bust my balls about 5 goddamn commercials. I'm not going home at 10 till 7. Think about the people in their cars. They can deal with the fact that we leave at 5 till 7.
Yeah.
They can't deal with 10 till 7.
Right. Dig your heels in on that one. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I really do agree.
And the BJ Queen is a go.
Amen.
Deal with it. And next, we will talk about dead bunny rabbits. Happy Easter. We'll be right back. Here are some, in my mind, underpriced and undervalued commercials. You could run half these commercials for twice the amount of money right now. Just lick it. Nice.
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 This is the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from between two pillows, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're going with the dead bunny stories.
All right.
And I guess we'll have a cash prize here of $100 from the Free Money Bunny.
The Free Money. Remember the Free Money Bunny?
Yeah. We've had more than one intern that we actually dressed up in bunny suits and sent them out to give out $100 bills.
Bunny suits. Funny.
Let's go right to the phones now. For the dead bunny segment, no real idea exactly what we're going to get, but we've got lots of calls.
Very good.
The best dead bunny story that we hear, we'll get $100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey. Hi. Who's Andrew.
Hey, okay, Andrew, go ahead.
One time me and my buddy were coming home to his house, and we flipped on the lights in the family room.
Yeah.
And there was a back half of a dead bunny in the family room, and there's blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and we go upstairs and tell his mom what's going on, and we put lights, and there's the front half of the dead bunny on the floor in her room. She freaks.
Was there an animal in the house?
Yeah, the dog ate.
The dog ate the bunny?
The dog ate the bunny. Well,
I don't know that one.
Finding a half a bunny and then one half in the other part of the house, that's pretty significant.
All right, well, we'll keep you on hold. Hold on there, Andrew. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Barbara.
Hi there, Barbara. You got a dead bunny story?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, honey.
A couple of years ago, I had a pet bunny, and I went away for the weekend, asked my friend to keep an eye on him, have him bring the hutch inside in the evening. Well, she forgot, and when I came home, all that was left was fur. The wild dogs got him.
That's a touching story.
That's the second story we've had about dogs chewing.
I guess dogs really don't like bunnies.
He's the dead dog.
Reminds me of the Scatter story.
It's a dead.
Yeah.
All that was left was fur.
Elvis's monkey.
But Scatter was left frozen to a tree.
Hello, friends.
Monkey
a pole. A pole?
Oh. Yeah.
Everybody remembers something different.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I've got a story of gratuitous bunny violence that should surely cheer you up.
All right.
Me and my family were hunting. And I was about 13 years old. I had a 20-gauge shotgun, and my dad was about 100 yards away, and I saw a bunny run out in front of me. And I said, we weren't hunting rabbits. We were hunting birds, so I yelled at my dad. I said, there's a rabbit. Can I shoot it? He said, go ahead. And so I shot it, but I just winged it. And when I walked over to it, it was, like, flinching and stuff, you know, and I didn't know what to do. So I just screamed over to my dad. I said, it's still moving. What do I do? He said, pull his head off. I said, blow his head off? He said, yeah, pull his head off. And so I said, all right, and I shot it from like point blank with a 20-gauge shotgun.
You know, there's some stories that really are about bonding, about a father and son together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, Riley, I'm going to need some Kleenex.
Okay.
I'm starting to plow it up here.
So your story is, you were hunting with your dad. Your dad said just pull the bunny's head off.
Right.
But you blew it off.
I still have emotional scars.
Of course, because pulling the bunny's head off would have been so much more humane.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Somehow pulling the bunny's head off is a lot like Apocalypse Now.
Kind of evil. But we always love the hunting stories.
Did your dad spill his beer, incidentally?
Oh, you're going?
Hunt drunk.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I do. Hello.
Hi there. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, what's your dead bunny story?
All right. Last Easter, I was at my wife's uncle's house, and he just moved into an apartment complex down by a marina. So we go down to the marina to check out the boats and the pool and everything, and he has his four-year-old daughter with him, and floating in the water next to the boats on Easter Sunday is this bunny with his eyes open and his tongue hanging out. And one of the other people said, well, we know where the Easter bunny stopped last night. And his four-year-old daughter heard it.
You know what? That would have been a whatever. You would have left out the part about the little kid.
Yeah, you can't reward the kid. You can't reward somebody for letting the kid hear that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good afternoon, my brothers.
I got you, Mike in Rochester, right?
Yep, that's me.
I like giving our affiliates credit. WHTK,
amen.
Rochester, New York.
The best affiliate, I tell you.
Right on.
My in-laws used to have a bunny problem on their property. They own a pretty big chunk of property out here west of Rochester. And my mother-in-law jokingly one day said I should come over with my shotgun. Now, mine was a 12-gauge and not a 20-gauge. And I was using slugs to shoot the bunnies. And I was there about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. By the time my in-laws came home, I had 15 bunnies piled up like cordwood next to the driveway.
Wow. All
right. One of them actually charged me. This little tiny thing couldn't have been more than 6 months old at the most,
and I
blasted it clean through from the snout all the way through to its tuts hole.
Wow.
I got to say you're a finalist. Hold on.
Yep. All right.
Piled them up 15 high.
I just think it's important to point out right now, isn't that how Jeffrey Dahmer started?
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think
Don
it's an urban
Mike.
Legend,
this
Mike.
Is Michael.
What, the Jeffrey Dahmer?
Started with bunnies.
So we know that's a fact. He killed animals. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
He tortured animals.
Mike, I know. I'm kidding.
He blew it from its whatever to its other hole.
I see Lifetime movies, okay? I understand. I saw a good one the other day about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Where they had, what's that dude's name? Mark Harmon?
Yeah.
You know that relatively good-looking actor from the 80s?
Right.
He was just playing Ted Bundy.
Really?
And I'm, you know,
I never saw that one.
Lifetime, you know, broad channel. I'm watching it, and I'm wondering, why are they showing the Ted Bundy story? And they like show him at the beginning as a lovable guy, and even he's being real nice to his girlfriend, little kid, and then he goes out just savagely killing people.
Right.
And then coming into work the next day and going, good morning, how is everyone?
Don?
Yeah.
That's what made him so dangerous.
Michael from Philly on WYSP. Michael.
Don and Mike, wonderful story for you.
Okay.
At 6 years old, every day before I'd go to school, I would go out and feed my wonderful little black bunny rabbit named Calvin. And one morning, my mother was taking me out back before I went to school, and I went around the corner to the shed, and there's the bottom of the cage ripped open, and I'm looking for Calvin everywhere. And as I round the corner around the shed, around the second corner, there was Calvin with a horseshoe-shaped gash in him, and most of his innards crossed across my backyard.
And
scarred for life, never to have a bunny again.
He was stepped on by a horse.
Well, that would have been a better idea, I suppose.
Oh, no, it was like an animal that did it, though?
Most definitely, yes. And well, my neighbors were pretty spooky, but...
Oh, you don't think it was a human...
No, I highly doubt it.
All right, then, sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
And,
and I have a bunny story.
And the reason I brought up that Lifetime thing is I did see the Jeffrey Dahmer movie as well on Lifetime, and I meant to bring this up that day. Lifetime is like, for a movie, generally the Lifetime channel, here's the plot of any TV movie you see on Lifetime movie channel. It's one guy who's married to two women. Like, he's got a family in California,
right?
And he's got a family in New York, and he's going nuts, going between the two cities, and eventually the two wives confront him, and he gets caught. But for whatever reason, within like a three-day span, I was flipping around, I saw not only Jeffrey Dahmer, who incidentally was played by John Boy Walton.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And,
good casting.
And also Ted Bundy, played by Mark Harmon, the guy from St. Elsewhere.
Amazing. On those movies where the guy has two wives, it's usually played by Wayne Rogers or Mike Farrell. It's the Hollywood rule.
If I can slip in my bunny story.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew this guy that had a very, very brief affair with this woman in the city. And she actually stalked him. And she was really nuts, absolutely crazy. One day when he was out, he had a family and everything, and they had a little kid, and when he was out, this lady actually broke into the house, took the family rabbit, and put it in a pot on the stove, and actually boiled it. Pardon me?
That's fatal.
It was fatal. It was. I thought that was a clever story.
Yeah. Sounds like a Fatal Attraction.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm just saying the story itself sounds like a Fatal Attraction.
Well, later I understand
this woman had.
Later I understand she actually attacked the family and she was shot and killed. But I don't know. Huh. I mean, if you want to call it that, I'm not sure.
Make a good movie.
Huh?
Make a good movie.
Was she killed in the bathtub?
Yeah. You read about it?
By the guy's wife.
Yes. How did you know that?
It's a famous story. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Okay. I don't know. It was just relayed to me. I don't think it's an urban legend.
Huh.
Nice.
But it involved a rabbit.
Hello. Don, Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Don from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Right. Another one. 94 WYSB. Let's go.
You got it.
What's your story?
I was raking the yard the other day, trying to get the mulch and everything together so we could do some more planting.
Right.
I uncovered a clutch of bunnies. One jumped out at me, ran across the yard. My dog chased it. Girlfriend grabbed it. Another one shot across the yard the other direction, under the fence. Next door, we got a Cujo. You could hear this thing screaming for 5 minutes.
No.
All of a sudden, no more screaming. But the best part was, 2 minutes later, I'm still raking. I hear the dog next door belch.
Okay. Now, do we leave this guy in?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this guy. You know, it's not like the guy killed the bunny.
Listen,
no.
We have asked for dead bunny stories.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Waldorf, Maryland. Hey, Mike. Again.
Waldorf.
Vacation capital of the East Coast, Waldorf, Maryland.
It's hot.
You must be listening on WJFK FM, right?
But of course.
Right on. What's your dead bunny story?
We used to keep our rabbits. We used to keep pet rabbits and a well ring in the backyard, board over top of it.
You kept the rabbits in what?
It's a well ring. It's a big 42-inch round by 3 foot tall.
A ring?
Yeah, it's a ring. They use for old-time wells.
A well ring.
Okay. Concrete thing.
Yeah. Right. There you go, Rob. Rob's got it. And
there you go, Rob.
How about you, Rob?
That's right.
Wasn't bad.
So, anywho.
Well, I asked my mom where the rabbit was on a Saturday morning just before Easter. And she says, I don't know where it's at. It's not the well ring. So, the rabbit's gone. I figured it might have jumped out.
And why not?
Well, I'm in the house watering the rest of the animals, and we have a couple of snakes. And I go to find out, the snake's got one of my pet rabbit wrapped around and clutches half of it in his body. My parents fed my rabbit to the snake.
On purpose?
Oh, of course. It was supposed to be pet, but it was going to be snake food.
Now, we might have a winner here if we could get a verification from your parents that they actually fed your pet rabbit to a snake.
That's not a problem. We still have the two snakes now. They're boa constrictors.
Wow, that's tough to argue with mommy and daddy feeding the pet rabbit to the snake.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. That's another finalist.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. Renee.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, baby. What is your dead bunny story?
Well, my cat, Sean, decided to get my French lop bunny out of its hutch, and he did eat him, but he did leave me an eyeball and some entrails on the driveway.
Oh, dear, a bunny eyeball.
Oh, that's a wonderful Easter thought.
Wait, you know, it's tough for bunnies, isn't it?
Yeah, hello, Ryan.
Hey, it's Ryan from Jersey.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, this is actually about my fiance. I love her to death. I've known her for 3 years. She's going to have my baby. But my parents call her the devil. The first night we brought her home to meet the parents, she was all concerned, were they going to like her? She goes over to meet the bunny, goes to pick it up, just the back legs go up, the front half of it stays laid down. They call her the devil every day because they said she gave her a heart attack.
So they think she killed the bunny just by touching it?
So she just picked the bunny up, and the bunny was like half comatose, half dead?
Okay.
And so for 3 years, they won't let it go.
Was the bunny already dead, do you think?
Nope. The bunny, it sits in little places, and it just had hopped over there and sat down.
Well, so, you know, I can't be sure.
Art attack.
Don't know anything. Yeah. He's out, Buzz.
It wasn't a good story.
Don and Mike. Annette.
Yes.
Hi, what's your dead bunny story?
Last year when we first moved into our house, I was cutting the grass and ran over a nest of four baby bunnies.
Oh, my God.
And cut one in half.
Oh, no.
One got away, and two of them were pretty badly cut up, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
But still alive, so I had to yell over to my husband to come and kill them because they were suffering.
Oh, no.
And he had to smash them with a rock.
Oh, my God. What a mess. Jesus. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Many of these stories are unpleasant in their own ways.
Wow. I've noticed that, but I got to say, you're a fine listener.
Wow.
Hold on. And you had me at, my husband had to smash them with a rock.
Rock. Oh, dear.
They are suffering.
Sweet little bunnies.
Hello, here's Cole in Iowa. Cole.
Yes. Growing up in an agricultural area, we would bale hay, and the mower would go through, cut the hay down, and then another machine would go and actually tie up the bales. And as you threw the bales onto the wagon, you'd find bunny rabbits, you know, pieces of them, or even entire ones just bound underneath the baling twine.
Right.
Alive, so you'd have to stomp on them. The problem was with the stomping is that if you stomped into the bale, it was too soft and you were really just tormenting them, hurting them, not really killing them. So you'd have to carry like a little hand spade to give a little resistance on the other side, just scoop underneath the bunny, put with his head, then stomp on it to kill it that way.
Oh, my God.
You know,
we're getting a real insight into the life of bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's hard being a bunny.
I mean, tough being a bunny.
I thought it was hard being a squirrel.
I
thought squirrels had a higher, but maybe it's bunnies. And not to mention, well, no, people go squirrel hunting, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
John.
Yes.
Ah,
you guys rock. That's for Tim.
There you go. 94 WYSP. Johnny, what's your dead bunny story?
Well, about 6 or 7 summers ago, my neighbor needed some help cutting her lawn. And as I was cutting around the swing set, I noticed something rustling in the grass.
Yeah.
And as I pulled the lawnmower away, I noticed 3 flattened pieces of fur covered in blood.
You know, a lot of these stories are
involved lawn mowing.
Very similar.
Very common, I guess.
Well, I mean, it probably happens quite a bit. I don't think we have any statistics.
You know, I think we'll take 1 or 2 more calls and we got to pick a winner. Who knew? I mean, I wrote down
You see these phones?
I wrote down on the prep sheet, Easter dead bunny stories for cash.
Do you see what has happened? Do you see what bunny's nest you opened up?
Cosmo.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
WJFK land. Cosmo, what's your dead bunny story?
All right, man, I got the story for you guys. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I was heading out to my girlfriend's house, and I'm driving on this tiny road, no lights or nothing. This huge bunny jumped out in front of my car. Now, usually, you know, they run to the left or right of your car. Well, this one tries to outrun my car. Obviously, it can't. I'm going about 60 miles an hour. So I nail this thing. I hear the thud. I'm thinking, okay, you know, I ran over it. I was feeling real bad, whatever. I drive about an hour to get to my girlfriend's house, and I decide to stop at a 7-Eleven right before her house and pick up some smokes. Okay. So, you know, I get out of the car or whatever, and I start walking towards the 7-Eleven. Well, I notice a girl behind the counter is just bugging out. She is freaking out, screaming and stuff. I'm like, I don't know what the heck is going on, you know, so forth. I turn around, and turns out that the bunny had tried to outrun my car. It had kicked up its back legs as it was running and got sucked into to my little fender area where my bumper is.
Yeah.
So this thing is dangling by its back legs. The whole front end of the bunny had been scraping on the ground the whole time that I drove. Like, all the skin was worn off its head. The ears were torn out. The paws were all bloody.
Mike, this is where you kill me. You put your hand over your mouth so people can't hear you laugh.
Oh, my God.
Guys, this is the most disgusting thing.
Was it dead?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely dead. It had been hanging from my bumper for like an hour. So anyways, you know, I'm like, holy, you know, this thing's hanging from my bumper.
Right.
So I got to get it out, you know. So I start to kind of kick it with my foot, and it's not coming out, you know. It's wedged in there. So I have to wedge my foot underneath the bunny just kind of snap my leg out, and I fling this bunny out from my bumper. It goes flying through the air and hits the front door of the 7-Eleven. There's just blood on the door. And it's like flies down. The girl is just frantic. She is going.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on, please. It's time to vote. Let's go through the finalists here. First, we have Andrew. Hey, Andrew?
Yeah.
I remember Andrew's the guy, dog ate bunny, right? I think the
the dog ate the bunny and left the other half in his mom's room while she was sleeping.
That's where they were in the house, and you found one part of the bunny and one part of the house.
Right.
The other half in the other part.
All right, then we have Annette, who ran over the babies with the mower. And are you the one the husband had to kill the other ones with a rock?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. As my four-year-old son is like going, Mommy, let's feed a carrot.
Disqualification.
Drop yourself out of the contest.
Yeah, they seem to involve that occasionally. Yeah.
Here's Mike.
Hey.
The one who had the 15 dead bunnies in his driveway all in a pile.
I got another little bunny story if you want it.
No. We've got to go with that one.
Okay, and remember, the bunnies were stacked up like a cord.
Like cord.
Yeah. And then here you have Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
He's the guy. His parents fed his bunny rabbit to his boa constrictor, to their boa constrictor.
His pet bunny rabbit,
yeah. And then finally, and I hate to say this because it was the last one we heard.
Yeah.
But my favorite is the guy Cosmo, who had the bunny sucked into the front grill of his car.
As the bunny tried to outrun his car.
Pulled into the 7-Eleven, the girl flipped out. Then, as you just heard, kicked the bunny away, and the bunny's carcass slammed
up against the
7-Eleven door.
Yeah. Right.
Hold on. Cosmo, hold on.
All right, man.
Let's go around the room now. It might as well be a public vote. I vote for Cosmo. Buzz.
Also Cosmo.
Mike.
Vote for the parents that fed the pet bunny to the snake.
Robbie.
I like the rabbit stacked up like wood.
Well, I think we have a winner.
I believe we've got two votes for Cosmo, which kicks him over the top.
Cosmo. Are you there, Cosmo?
I'm there.
Cosmo, congratulations. We have $100 for you.
Thank you very much, guys. Can I finish the end of that story real quick?
Hold on, Cosmo. I got to get the reading here. Cosmo, you got third row tickets for Bon Jovi at the Bounce World Tour 03 with Goo Goo Dolls Sunday, July 27th, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday at tomorrow, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster or NissanPavilion.com. And there's more, you say?
Yeah, well, just a little tidbit to the end of it. I finally made it to my girlfriend's house, and about a half an hour later, a couple of her friends were supposed to come visit. And when they come in, they go, hey, you know, you're not going to believe this. We just stopped at the 7-Eleven to pick up some smokes, and this girl behind the counter was freaking out about a dead bunny on the front door. And I just died laughing, saying, you know, this is my bunny. So...
That's all right. My bunny.
All right, hold.
I think we picked the right guy.
Hold on. Let me see. Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew, dog ate bunny. Andrew, you've won tickets before you can buy them to see Boston. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Saturday, June 21st at Nissan Pavilion. Let's see. Mike in Rochester, 15 dead bunnies in the driveway.
That's me.
Mike. The HBO prize pack, jacket, nice stuff from HBO.
Oh, very nice.
30 years of boxing prize pack. Don't forget, next Wednesday at 10, HBO's Legendary Night tells the tale of Holyfield versus Riddick Bowe. That's HBO Home Box Office.
Beautiful.
And, thank you, my friend. And Steve?
Yes, how you doing?
Steve fed the pet to the steak. You get to go see Chicago or Boston. What do you want, Chicago or Boston?
Boston,
you got it. Boston, win them before you can buy them. Saturday, June 21st, Nissan Pavilion tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon. Thank you, everybody, for participating in our dead bunny segment.
And happy Easter.
Yeah, Mike, that's the most important tagline in all
of this. Absolutely, right.
Happy Easter.
That's right.
And thanks to Cosmo.
Cosmo, and you know, I think he probably kicked it over the top by talking about the hair being... kind of rubbed off the head.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope it went quickly.
For me, it was when... Well, if he was going 60 miles an hour,
I think it was probably... Yeah. Even though it was hanging, it was probably...
For me, it was when he kicked it off the grill of the car and it hit the 7-Eleven door.
Freaking the lady out even more than she was already freaked.
Splat.
Right.
Because you can picture that with the guy pulling into the parking space in 7-Eleven with the bunny just...
Like the people at 7-Eleven who aren't freaked out all the time anyway. Thank you, everybody. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see. I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh.
Gonna take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed. Not buying
it. Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love Charlie Falls.
Hey, it's a lady.
Time for more great skits. Here's Don and Mike.
Right. Oh, we got a good suggestion for a skit you'll hear on Monday.
Sketch.
Hope and Hope. With the brand new bet, who's going to go first?
And they'll just be chatting with each other.
Hope or Bob Hope, yeah. I hope you guys receive it more warmly than you received some of our other favorites like Shaq and Dennis.
Elvis to Elvis.
Although, I got to tell you, with the NBA playoffs starting this weekend, Shaq and Dennis are making a return.
All right.
They have to. If you like it or not, tough ass.
Absolutely.
You know, lick one.
Nice!
Lick it.
Nice. Shaq and Dennis coming back. Time out for a Friday favorite. Now I'm excited. You know, I always have a hand in booking whoever is the guest on Jeopardy. And, you know, I'm crazy. I'm nutty for the show 24. Jack Bauer.
Don.
Hey, Jack, what's up, dude?
We can't talk right now. Your lives are in a great deal of danger.
No, they're not.
Your lives are in danger.
We're doing a radio show.
It's very important that you get the microchip to CTU. Make sure that President Palmer calls off the attack on the three countries. The Cyprus recording was a fake.
We're doing a radio show.
Don't answer questions like that. We have very little time. You have to understand that's what we're dealing with. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm a big fan of the show.
I appreciate that, but I've got to tell you something right now. You don't have a lot of time. I need you and Rob and Buzz to help, along with Lisa and Charlie. Get them all over to CTU as soon as possible.
WJFK, what are you talking about, CTU?
I don't have time for your questions.
You know, when we had you...
How are you?
When we had Kiefer Sutherland...
I'm sorry.
The real Kiefer Sutherland on the show...
I lost my head.
A couple of years ago, it was before 24 came out, and he was a good enough interview.
Oh, great. He's listening to Blink 102.7.
Now we'd be all the way up his anal canal.
Yeah, we love it.
Because we love the show so much.
Listen.
Yes.
This is imperative. I've got to tell each of you, you don't have much time. Things have to be taken care of.
I know. We have to hit...
Don, I'm not going to be around to help you much longer.
We have to hit a stop set at 5 minutes until 7 o'clock. We've got about 2 hours left
in
the show.
Please, I'm imploring you to listen to me. Your lives are in danger.
Why are you holding up a cell phone?
Don't ask stupid questions!
But you're looking right at me. Why are you holding up a cell phone?
Because I keep it with me at all times. This is how I communicate.
Hey, you know something I've always wondered on 24?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have like the strongest battery in the world on that cell phone that you use it all the time, everywhere, and the battery never goes out.
This is a special cell phone that was invented by CTU, but that's not important now. Those are the little details I can't waste my time with. Lives are at stake. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
Lick it.
Wow. Nice.
Now listen to me. Here's what I need each one of you to do.
All right.
Now, everybody knows that there was a transponder on the microchip that validated the fact that the Cyprus recording was not real. It was a fake. The president has ordered an airstrike, which we need him to stop right now.
Can I tell you something?
The transponder on the microchip was responsible for Palmer finding each of us in the warehouse. That's why I had to cut it out of him after he died. And I had to put the transponder in another part of the emergency medical center where we had taken Palmer to try to save his life. I don't have much time!
Your daughter on that show is a piece of ass.
Ooh, that's not important now. Kim Bauer, if you remember, has been in a great deal of trouble. Not only did she get arrested and booked for murder, but she was going to be taken back to Los Angeles before the nuke was exploded. As everyone knows, I was on the plane to drop the nuke off. In the meantime, Kim was attacked by a wild cougar. Shortly thereafter, she made her way to a cabin in the woods where a crazy Dylan brother tried to take her downstairs into the bunker and rape her. She was able to get away and convince him that was not the smart thing to do. He gave her a firearm. Then later on, she took off and was discovered by another person who really wanted to rape her too. That's the second person in a row. She shot the window out of his car, then was picked up by a lady and taken to a convenience store where there was a robbery going on. In the course of that robbery, a man was attacked and murdered. He was very upset and took Kim hostage. Then Kim was finally released into the custody of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. You ever get a chance to see her like in her underwear?
Don't waste my time with these foolish questions. We've got lives at stake.
Wow.
Ah.
So intense. She got my bravery and her mom's nipples.
You know, I've noticed on the show, you have two speeds, and you're giving them to us right now. You have either this calm, measured tone, or over-the-top screaming.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Previously on 24.
Just like now. The way you're speaking to me now?
The way I'm speaking to you now is the way I talk normally.
But what about when I say something that pisses you off, like, man, your daughter's got a set of cans?
We can't waste time talking about my daughter's cans. See? Lives are at stake. The entire world depends on us.
You're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. I just took 9 Benadryl. I'm feeling very, very relaxed right now. Previously on 24.
You know, we're big fans of the show.
Yeah. Would you like to hear about the previous episode?
The one that was just the great one where you were tortured?
I was tortured.
Yeah.
Stark took his scalpel and dipped it into pneumonia. I'm sorry, ammonia.
Pneumonia?
Pneumonia.
Oh, no.
I caught pneumonia. Well, that's why I took the Benadryl. He then cut me open. Of course, there was a big stick in my mouth, and I wasn't able to scream and be heard at the same time. He cut me, dipped it into pneumonia. Ammonia.
Ammonia did it again.
And cut me again. Then he took a soldering iron and he put it into the open wound. And shortly thereafter, I lost consciousness.
Now, at the end of that episode, you died.
That's not true!
Yeah, that's what I wanted...
You're lying!
Don't get so defensive. That's what I wanted to ask you.
I can't reveal that.
Well, you're the star of the show. We know you can't be dead.
Let me explain something to you. I'm a trained CTU agent. In order for me to reveal that to you, I would have to be taken, stripped naked, strung up by my wrists, and you would have to take a scalpel to me, dip it in pneumonia, and then try to burn me and hurt me. I still wouldn't tell you how the episode begins or ends.
So how did you get the...
Todd, we're all in danger. You don't seem to understand that. I need you to call President Palmer right now, or at least get in touch with Tony and make sure that he does the right thing.
How did you get the deal as being the voice guy for this new dumb Infinity radio station in New York?
Previously on Blink 102.7.
You know what they're calling it behind their backs?
What's that?
Barbie 1027.
Barbie.
Because the logo is pink and looks like Barbie writing.
Are you familiar that Novick is betraying the president?
Mike Novick, yeah.
Mike Novick is a traitor to this country.
Yes.
That's why he locked the lady from the Star Show in the closet.
Oh, from Star Trek.
That's right. The Star Trek lady's locked in the closet. Iceberg has her locked in the closet, and you've got to figure this all out. You understand this, don't you?
Yeah.
I hope you understand the magnitude of this. This isn't just a dead bunny story.
Did you enjoy our dead bunny stories?
I don't have time to talk about dead bunnies right now. I'm talking about dead human beings, Don. Dead human beings. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please,
let me
get the microchip to the president.
Let me ask you about those... Now, I read columns like in the trade magazines where they say 24 has got great ratings, but the reason it has good ratings is because it's on after American Idol.
I have one thing to say to you.
Yeah.
Larry Sanders' secretary is bad news. Mrs. Palmer.
Yeah, we know that.
We all know her as Larry's secretary. I don't have time to sit around and waste my time with you right now.
What about... What about
important things to do.
What about the rumors? The speculation.
Would you have a cigarette?
That's the only reason.
Sure. I need one badly.
Sure.
That's why my voice is this way.
You get him a smoke?
I smoke 16 packs of cigarettes a day.
Try one of mine.
Previously, I'm 24.
There you go. There's a cigarette for you.
Oh, man, that's good flavor.
What about...
Man, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
What about now that you're relaxed?
I'm not relaxed. You don't seem to understand that. We've got important things to do that have to be done. Time's of the essence. We have 24 hours to get all this taken care of. Pneumonia.
What has to be done?
Oh no. Previously on 24. Rob, I forgot to tell you one thing.
What's that?
Mike O'Mara quit 9 months ago. If he uses that even as a prop, there's an outside chance he'll start smoking all over again. It's very dangerous. Get that cigarette out of here, the real cigarette. And did you get that from Joe Ardinger? And is Joe Ardinger in the building?
Yes, he is.
I need to speak with him immediately.
Joe?
Joe Ardinger, please report.
Joe. Now, what do you want him for? He's just a dumb pothead who answers our phones. I mean, he's likable enough. He's one of my best buddies.
Lovable.
But,
just get him in here and don't ask any more questions.
Joe?
Don, I can explain it all later.
All right.
Joe. see you again. Yousef wanted me to share with you the fact that he's got the microchip and has to get it to CTU. It's your job to get to CTU and then also get to President Palmer and make sure that he unlocks the closet where Lynn is. Do you understand? I do.
Don't waste time! Get out of here now!
Okay! That's my main man, Joe Ardinger.
Wow.
You might call him Slow Joe. He's a CTU agent.
What about...
wicked sleepy.
When I read in the newspaper where it says 24 has good ratings, but only because it's on after American Idol.
That's not true. 24 stands alone. You could put that in any day part on the Fox Network and it would be fine.
I agree.
I hope you agree. Then why did you bring it up?
Because I wanted your response.
You're trying to distract me, and you know that I've got lives at stake. Well, do you understand that right now? How bad I wish you were on that plane with the nuke.
How could I not be distracted? Have I not mentioned he is exactly as he was at the end of the episode this week? He's naked.
Yeah, like a paper towel and a glass of NyQuil. That's all I require.
You're naked. Why didn't you put clothes on?
You'd be naked, too, if you had two cuts in your stomach that were filled with ammonia and had a soldering iron stuck in them. I still have my stick that I chewed on. Would you like to play with it?
Okay.
Previously on 24. I smell like ass.
You know. That's fake. That's a TV show.
No, it's not. I'm Agent Jack Bauer.
No,
you're a CTU agent. Your wife was killed last year.
You're Kiefer Sutherland.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I'm Agent Jack Bauer.
You're Kiefer Sutherland.
That's why I'm sitting in front of you naked and I smell like blood and ass.
No.
You have to understand.
Stop badgering me. These are the kind of questions that are going to get people killed.
Then who is it that does the imaging for the Barbie radio station?
Jack Bauer.
Not Kiefer Sutherland.
Previously on Blink 102.7. Gurgle. You're having fun.
Well, I'm a fan of the show.
I'll tell you right now, you may be chuckling and laughing, but lives are at stake. And you are going to be responsible if you don't get in touch with...
What lives are at stake?
The lives of everyone in the United States. We're talking World War III.
The president is George W. Bush.
The president is President Palmer.
Do you know his first name?
No, I don't.
David.
David Palmer, of course I do. I never eat.
What do you mean you never eat?
I never eat on 24. I've never noticed that.
It's true.
I've never had so much as an energy bar. Are you familiar with that? I defy you to go back to last season and this season and see if I've ever eaten anything.
I've got the first season on box set. I've never seen you eat. You're right.
I've never had so much as an apple or raisin. Previously on 24. You can go back and look at all those episodes. I've never eaten a thing. And I've also never gone to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Both things have never occurred on 24. You should weigh 90 pounds.
Are you sure you didn't have some kind of nocturnal emission when you were strapped up there where they were poking you with those sticks?
What do you mean sticks? Are you talking about the soldering iron?
Yeah, and the pneumonia?
When Stark brought me from the emergency medical center to where they tortured me, they strung me up, but before they did that, they gave me a special substance to induce vomiting. They ran a scanner over the excrement to find out if the microchip was indeed in the vomit, which it was not. That's because the transponder had been separated by Yousef at the emergency medical center from the microchip, which has to be gotten back to President David Palmer. Thank you for his first name. In the meantime, Yousef was driving in the car, pulled out by a bunch of rednecks that accused him of being an Arab terrorist and started kicking him.
They call him a towel head.
A towel head.
And I think, wasn't Kate Warner in the car as well?
She's not important right now. What's important is getting the microchip to President Palmer as soon as possible.
Hey, Jack?
Before Mike Novick can take the coup to another level.
Jack?
Yes?
This just in.
What?
Joe Ardinger is dead.
Oh, God. Oh, previously on 24.
Joe.
Joe Ardinger's dead. Oh, no. He was our top agent. Let me explain to you what made... Let me explain to you what made Joe so dangerous.
Please do.
No one ever questioned Joe. No one ever thought Joe was anything. Joe played dumb better than anybody.
So he's playing it.
He was playing dumb. And the fact of the matter is Joe was a trained, educated air. He had a degree in criminology.
You're kidding me.
He was one of our best special agents.
Wow.
He was a master of martial arts. He was a weapons expert. He was also an explosives expert. And he was also a major anti-terrorist force in CTU.
And a pothead.
The chip has been misplaced. Clumsy. Clumsy oaf. How could Joe Ardinger have been killed? We all have to think very quickly right now. We need a replacement for...
Hold on. I'm getting news. I'm getting news right now. That may have been an erroneous report.
We don't have much time. You have to confirm whether Joe's been killed or not, because the microchip has to be given to somebody else.
Wait, hey, put Joe on.
I'm sorry.
No, come on, really, put him on.
Joe's dead.
No, come on, put him on.
Is that Mrs. Palmer?
Hello?
Joe.
Yes.
It's Jack Bauer.
Hi.
Don just lied to me and said you were dead, but I knew it was
Joe.
I'm in a secret government installation known only to myself.
Joe, how are you progressing with the microchip?
Very well, Jack.
All right, what I have to do, Joe, we don't have much time. Let me give you the instructions, okay?
Okay.
What I need you to do is to call Tony. Tell Tony that you're on the way to CTU with a microchip. Yusuf has been beaten up by some rednecks. I think the leader of the pack might have been a man by the name of Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is get the chip to CTU. Can you follow these instructions?
Mm-hmm.
Continue to play dumb.
Okay.
Let me talk to Lisa.
Okay.
I never eat or sneeze.
Jack?
Previously, I'm 24.
Don't listen for a second.
All right. Yeah. La, 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 la.
Lisa?
Yeah.
La, la, la.
You know that you and I are in the conspiracy against Jack Bauer.
La, 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 la.
You should not have given the telephone to Joe.
La, 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 la.
Please now,
Gerbil.
Tell Jack Bauer that that was not Joe, that was you doing an impression of Joe.
Okay.
La, 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 la.
Jack?
Yeah.
My friend Lisa would like to tell you something.
Lisa, it's Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer and Lisa Herndon.
Hello, Lisa. How are things going?
Well, not so good. I've got something to tell you. That was me doing my Joe Ardinger impression. He, in fact, has been killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Previously, I'm 24. Lisa, here's what I need you to do.
Jack, Joe's dead.
Joe is dead. We can deal with that. Here's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Joe tape was real.
Joe.
Lisa, I need you to take the microchip out of Joe's dead body. All right? What you can do, you don't need a scalpel. Go in through his other end.
Oh, you mean like his prostate?
Yes, Joe was hiding the microchip in his rectum. What I need you to do is get that microchip, wash it off, give it to Charlie Broyhill. Now, Lisa, this might not be easy for you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Broyhill's been exposed to radiation poisoning. He ingested plutonium when he was going to find where the nuke was. Unfortunately, Charlie has less than 2 hours to live.
Hey, listen, Jack.
I don't have time for your interruptions, Don. I'm talking to Lisa about the microchip.
And, Jack, we don't have time for this bit. We have to break for spots.
Damn commercials. It's always the commercials. I know who the great conspirator is.
Who's that?
Are you sure you can handle this information?
Yeah.
Lisa, are you still on the phone?
I'm here, Jack.
Both of you, listen carefully.
Okay, we're all ears.
Okay.
It's Alan Linewant.
Don't we know it?
Under direct orders from Sumner Redstone.
Don't we know it?
That's where the conspiracy lies.
All right, bye, Lisa.
Now, both of you go and do your jobs.
Phone number here is 877-365-3636. I think, if I remember, we need two new contestants to play the game this week.
I never eat.
I know you don't. You're very skinny.
Previously on 24.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your beacon of hope in a sea of mediocrity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Welcome to IBC. Infinity Broadcasting Company. We're afraid of everything. You know, we could use a guy like you at Infinity, Jack.
Did you really?
Yeah. See, here's the problem.
Why don't you explain it to me?
We got a couple of DJs in this company.
What do you need me to do?
Who went off the deep end?
I understand.
They went nuts.
Uh-huh.
Said stupid, obscene stuff.
Well, that's
they don't know that there's a line you can tiptoe up to.
Unfortunately, you deal with that with civilians.
And because you got these two DJs, these two sets of DJs that went nuts.
Hello, Buzz. Hi.
What they're doing is they're coming down hard on all of the other disc jockeys. No pun intended.
Hi.
They're coming down real hard on all the disc jockeys that have never gotten in trouble with the FCC for indecency.
Previously on 24.
So my question to you is, how do we handle this?
We've got bigger fish to fry right now. You have to get the microchip to the president.
They should change it.
Other disc jockeys, but I've actually got bigger problems than even that.
They should change the name from Infinity Broadcasting to ABC. I know ABC's taken, mm-hmm. but we could buy the name, because then it could be the Afraid Broadcasting Company.
Don.
Yes, Jack.
We have a problem that goes beyond your problems with Infinity Broadcasting and my problems with CTU.
Why?
I'm severely constipated. grains I don't eat because of my constipation. As a matter of fact, even in last year's episode of 24, that's why people wonder why I'm so sullen and surly all the time.
Oh.
It's not because of the death of my wife. It's the fact that I'm totally constipated.
You're all bound up?
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
When's the last time you had an ISBM?
I don't have time for your questions.
All right, we're here with Jack Bauer.
Hi.
From 24. As you can hear, because he's here, he ain't dead.
No, but I'm bound like a dictionary.
And here he is now to tell us who's playing the game today, Jack Bauer.
This is no budget jeopardy. Bauer ain't the studio is a computer programmer from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's say hi to Peter Hess.
Let's see. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Don. Hi, or excuse me. Hi, LQ. Hi, Jack.
Now entering the studio is our second challenger. She's got a crazy name that I think you're going to like. She's a software tester from Ashburn, Virginia. Let's say hi to Heidi Cox.
Hi, LQ. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Heidi.
And is that spelled the way I think it's spelled, or is it spelled like Courtney Cox?
Courtney Cox.
Gotcha.
Fantastic. Do you have blonde hair?
I do.
It's like my daughter, Kim.
It's spelled the other way on my screen.
That's Joe Ardinger. He's alive and well.
Joe.
And now entering the studio is the host of Welcome to Jeopardy. Listen carefully. Peter and Heidi, do not screw with LQ. And please welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Thank you, Jack Bauer. Really, though, Kiefer Sutherland.
Previously on 24.
Here are the categories today, kids. They are NBA playoff teams in or out.
I hope we all have time for basketball.
Celebrity news. Hey, you might be in there. You're a celebrity.
If I hadn't taken that nuke away, all the celebrities would be gone.
Who makes that American vehicle?
That's not important now.
The United States.
The United States is what I love.
And new on David Home Volio.
I support you. Amen, President David Palmer.
NBA playoff teams in or out.
We don't have time for you to repeat the categories.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, damn it, Don.
Celebrity news.
For God's sake, you don't know what you're doing.
Who makes that American vehicle?
We are in an emergency situation here.
We're not in an emergency. We're doing a bit.
We have got to get a microchip to the president as soon as possible, and you're playing silly parlor games.
United States.
Don't question my authority.
And new on DVD home video.
That Joe is an imposter.
Heidi Cox.
The real one's hair is longer.
We like girls better than boys, so Heidi Cox, we will start with you.
Godspeed, Heidi Cox.
Let's start with celebrity news.
Celebrity news. This late night TV talk show host just fired his director of 8 years.
Who is David Letterman?
Right.
Wonderful.
And you know, Buzz, I was so late to the party on that. It was in the Entertainment Weekly that had The Matrix on the cover.
Right.
Sitting on my coffee table for a goddamn week, Buzz said to me, hey, did you read the article about Letterman going nuts and, like, firing half the staff?
Yeah, listen, I'm really glad that you feel this Letterman issue is important, but we have bigger fish to fry. It's my goal to finish this game in as short a period of time as possible so I can get on with the business of saving America.
You ever been on the David Letterman show?
No, and I don't like these questions.
Why?
Heidi, you're still in control.
The celebrity news.
Celebrity news for two. This Oscar-winning actor just got hitched, part of a 4-day wedding.
I don't know.
Baby.
Peter Hess, it's your chance to steal.
And be the gladiator wrestle crew.
That was not in the form of a question.
I think it's important that I remind our contestants right now there are certain parameters that you have to play this game by. Stay within those parameters, please. Heidi, you're in control.
Finish out celebrity news for three.
Hold on. I got a call coming in.
All right.
On my private line.
Wow.
Hello? Yes. We're in the middle of something. Sure. Well, he's pretending he's Jack Bauer. Hold on.
All right, I'll pick it up.
It's your dad.
I thought so.
Donald Sutherland.
Hello. No, Daddy. But I am. You don't seem to understand. It's necessary for me to do the character properly by staying in character at all times.
I don't have time for your petty bickering. I'm giving the phone back to Don now.
I love you, Donald.
You let him call you by your first name?
Don, I need the phone back quickly.
Hold on. Here he is again.
One final message, Daddy. You showed your ass in Animal House. Here's the phone back to Don.
I know. What are you going to do? Yeah. Right?
Previously on 24.
I know. You know, listen. Your dad wants to say he's the voice of Volvo why are you the voice of the dumb Blink 102 station in New York?
You tell him I'll take him up with that. I'll take him up with that later. I don't care right now. Blink 102.7.
We'll take you up on that later. He's got pneumonia. He's got to go. Goodbye. Bye, Donald.
I think he's going deaf. Jack Bauer's going deaf. I'll take him up on that.
Celebrity news for three.
I'm
going
to have to forgive you. Space Cowboys.
Celebrity news for three.
Heidi's in control.
Heidi Cox.
Heidi Cox.
This groundbreaking alternative band has had lots of fans walk out of their concerts after the lead singer has made anti-Bush remarks at recent concerts.
I don't know.
Oh, honey, you could guess.
Peter, your chance to steal.
Who is Bono?
Bono, no. No, actually, it's Eddie Vedder and it's Pearl Jam.
And Heidi, that means you're still in control.
How about NBA teams in or out for one?
All right, playoffs begin this weekend. Are these teams in or out? For one, your Miami Heat.
What is out?
Hey, that's good for a girl.
$1 what? For you, Heidi.
I said that's good for a girl. You got it right.
How about NBA teams in or out for two?
Okay.
The Utah Jazz.
What is in?
$2 for Heidi. You're doing a very good job for a girl.
Let's finish out NBA teams for three.
The New Orleans Hornets.
What is in?
Wow, you just got smoked on that, Pete, by a girl.
And Peter doesn't have any money, so there's an outside chance that he won't be going to the second round of 24.
Wow, imagine that. Beaten by Heidi Cox.
Heidi?
Yes?
Are you there?
I am.
Listen to me carefully. Whenever you're walking outside of your home, watch out for cougars. You're in control.
Who makes an American vehicle for one?
Ah, here you go. The Monte Carlo.
What is, or who is, Chevrolet?
Honey? Honey? God damn it, honey. The buzzer got you.
Peter, your chance to steal.
What is Chevrolet?
$1 for you, Peter.
Peter, you know what that is? That's a mercy point, my friend.
I drive a Tahoe.
I get it.
All right, you need to be in control now, Peter. Come on now.
I'll take American Vehicles for two.
Beautiful car. Really, strikingly beautiful. The Aztec.
Oh, what is Pontiac?
Yeah. $2 for you. You're still in control, Peter.
I'm proud to say that's the car I drive. I know I say I drive another one, but that's the one I drive.
And I think that's the first time Jack Bauer laughed.
And it's bright yellow. Bright yellow Aztec.
Nothing like a yellow Aztec.
For three, The Rendezvous.
What is Buick?
There you go. Now that's a man's category. Way to go, Peter.
$3, Peter. You're coming on strong. Select again.
I will take DVD. What's new on DVD home video?
Well, home video, for one, stars J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
What is Made in Manhattan?
You barely got that one out. Yes, we'll get
Peter,
it to you.
Peter.
Yes.
You've tied the game.
Thank you.
$1 for you. Move on, please.
Please, DVDs for two.
Stars Orlando Jones.
What is Drumline?
Drumline, good pull, and he goes in front.
Peter has taken the lead. He has $9 to Heidi's $7. Good luck to you now. Godspeed, Heidi Cox. All right, Peter, select again.
Let's close out DVDs for three.
For three. Can I just say,
yes.
You've been real mellow this segment. I dig that about you.
I've got a big problem, mister. We've got to move forward. Do you understand?
But I'm just telling you, being so mellow.
I'm very mellow because of the constipation. I've been trying for weeks on end to produce a Bauer biscuit.
New on Vivid for three. Stars Ice Cube.
I have no idea. What?
Heidi Cox, your chance to steal.
What is Paid in Full?
No, honey. Friday after next.
Peter, select again.
I will take United States for one.
The United States. This is from the 2002 Almanac. Size-wise, this is the largest United State.
What is Alaska?
Right.
$1 for you, Peter. Select again, please.
U.S. for two.
After Florida, the state has the most registered senior citizens.
What is New York?
No.
Heidi Cox, your chance to steal.
What is California?
No. Hey, stop guessing.
Stop that now.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's a big surprise to Jack Bauer.
Keystone State.
Can we all get the game moving quickly?
All right, last question on the board. For three, this state has the most jailhouse suicides. The most prison suicides.
What is Texas?
No.
Heidi, your
chance to steal.
What is New York?
No. Negative. California.
California.
Ah,
and I can understand why.
Why?
I had to drop a nuke in the desert. You can laugh all you want, Don, but things are going to happen, and people are going to die.
Oh, are you talking
people
about?
Are going to die.
You said you had to drop a nuke in the desert.
Yes.
That's like a euphemism for going number two?
No, no. That's a Bauer biscuit. The nuke was real. The nuke was real, Don.
But you didn't do it. George Mason did.
Just like the war will be real if I don't get the microchip to David Palmer. And thanks again for that first name. I hope he doesn't have pneumonia. hurry up, Don.
Okay, we're ready for Final Love with your Jeopardy. And what is the score here, Jack?
Previously, the score was Peter with $10 and Heidi with $7.
All right, guys, we physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. The category on Final Love at Jeopardy is The Doctor Will See You Now.
Someone call for a doctor?
The Doctor Will See You Now. According to Physicians Monthly.
Yes.
Pneumonia,
yes.
In 2002, this was the most popular elective cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic.
For women in America. Listen, in 2002, when women went like to have cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
This was the most popular cosmetic surgery they chose.
Oh, dear
God. In 2002.
We don't have time for this trivial crap.
Answer in the form of a question. And
good luck. Good luck. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Jack Bauer Party Kit. Everyone needs to unwind. Even a disconsolate CTU agent who has suicidal thoughts due to the untimely death of his wife in the previous season of 24. In my kit, you'll receive 3 ibuprofen, a roll of gauze, 2 junior mints, some olive oil, and an emery board. Open it up and get ready to party like it's 1999. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Please hurry!
All right.
I'm resting, man.
It's time for Dawn and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
As fast as I can. I want to go to Heidi Cox first, right?
Heidi Cox. Yes, I had something in my throat.
Heidi Cox? Heidi Cox, the doctor will see you now.
Someone call for a doctor?
According to Physicians Monthly in 2002, this was the most popular elective cosmetic surgery of all women in America.
I said, what is Botox?
No. Negative.
I'm sorry, Heidi, that knocks you down to zero.
Pete, you can win if you have the right answer.
What is liposuction?
Yeah, he's right.
And that means that Peter Hess, you are our Low Budget Jeopardy champion. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jack.
I'll give you the top three. 44,000 women had liposuction last year. 38,000 women had their eyelids lifted. 27,000 women had breast augmentation.
And I had an identity-changing nose prosthetic attached in season number 2.
That's the top three, liposuction, eyelids, and boobs.
Huh.
And that means, oh my goodness, Heidi Cox, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away, man. Just go away. Peter, you're the big winner. It's kind of funny. His name is Peter, and her name is Cox. Peter, you get money, and now here is Jack Bauer. Jack!
Peter, we double your score to $20. Then we throw a $25 bonus in. It makes it $45. Heidi, I've got some party gifts for you. Are you ready to hear them?
I'm ready.
Please listen carefully. We don't have much time. You've won a pair of tickets to see Chicago with special guest America on June 3rd at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets at NissanPavilion.com. But wait.
There's more.
Heidi, I've got something else for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Please write it down and listen carefully. You've won a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see Boston on Saturday, June 21st at Nissan Pavilion also. That's 2 sets of tickets for Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at noon at all Ticketmaster outlets and at NissanPavilion.com. Are you sure you got all that, Heidi?
I have it all.
Please write it down. We don't have much time. And thanks for being on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Heidi. Thanks. Pete, I guess we'll see you next week, my friend. Have a great weekend, a great Passover, a great Easter. Jack, how will you be spending your Easter?
I'm spending the weekend with my brother, Eddie.
Eddie Bauer. Okay.
Rob loves the clothing.
I know he does.
You know he had to get that in there.
But your real name is Kiefer Sutherland.
My real name is Jack Bauer.
Okay. What's coming up on 24?
On the next episode of 24, I'm not dead.
Yeah. Okay. We We know you're not dead.
I thought I'd give you a little tidbit before I left.
Because you're the star. Don't answer that.
Do you think it was a mistake to blow the nuke in episode 7 or episode 8, whatever they blew the nuke this year?
I think you're owed the truth. Are you ready for the truth?
Yeah.
Palmer licks it.
I'm talking about the nuclear bomb.
I'm talking about President David Palmer. And we don't have time for your silly questions. We need to get moving or people will die.
I'm saying people like my wife.
People will die, Don.
I tried to hit my wife to the show.
You hit your wife?
No. I tried to hit her.
HIP?
No, yeah, right. I tried to get her to watch the show.
Try to get her harder.
And after the bomb went off,
right,
she said, "What's the point of watching?
It's just not worth it anymore."
What's not?
I settled back into my melancholy. I'm Jack Bauer, and my wife was killed in the first episode.
You ever think about having sex with your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah. Well, my secret's out. I'm Kiefer Sutherland.
Now you're Kiefer Sutherland.
She's Alicia Cuthbert.
Now you're coming clean.
And we're going to make bacon.
Okay. Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Breasts Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Bye.
Wow, what a guy. And, you know, you finally got Kiefer out of him by bringing that up.
Yeah.
It's just a character.
Previously.
Previously on 24.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
But look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the you know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, now, honey, me is nothing to be afraid of.
It sure beats a pickaxe in the gonads. The Don and Mike Show.
Sure does now. We have an open break. I'm going to give you a couple of options.
All right.
Our phones are always ringing. We can always just do a phone scan.
Sure.
We like talking to you guys. I've also got three stories about the underbelly of radio. We can also review unseen movies.
Mm-hmm.
We can also start getting into the confessions of a BJ queen. That's something we'd have to continue, though. I know that's not a quick break.
No. Right.
Or, God, you know, forget the last one, because it's just, here's what I want to do. But we're going to need a longer break, so forget about this for right now, but remember this for next week. Ask Joe. Will you guys call in and just ask Joe Ardinger general knowledge questions?
Mm-hmm. And we try to find Joe's areas of expertise, if there are any?
Yeah, because I want to do Stump the Joe again.
Right.
But as far as we know, all we have to work with are the Rolling Stones and Jerry Seinfeld. That's all Joe really knows about.
Farms.
And pharmaceuticals.
Right.
So if Joe came in and people like just asked him general knowledge questions.
Right.
But I know that's something that we wouldn't want to break with after 15 minutes.
No, that would take a long time because it would move slowly.
But it'd be such fun.
It would be fun. And I don't mean moving slowly from a comedy standpoint. It just, hey, it's Joe.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Amen. Yeah, we do like our Joe.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Turn your radio down, please. Hello?
Hey, what happened? I heard you, and then you were gone. Hello?
Well,
what
now, happened? Now they've all just... somebody chiseled on my nizzle, and they all just flatlined.
They just went dead.
Well, look, you can see yourself. Mm. You see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They all just... They did that.
With one push of a button.
I don't know. Because we have such crappy equipment.
Now they look like they're coming back.
Right. Because the problem is, the phone system we have... Mm-hmm. Okay, welcome to part number two of what's wrong with this radio station.
Right.
This is going to be my weekend seminar. I'll be at the Holiday Inn Tyson's Corner.
Oh, good.
Join me for my breakfast,
series.
My breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner power talks on what's wrong with WJFK.
This is not a mini-series. This is a maxi-series.
We have a telephone system where they finally have given us more lines.
Right.
The problem is, even with 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 lines, when a lot of people call at once, the computer system jams up and just shuts off.
Overload.
Yeah, it overloads.
So you hit the button to take the first call
and
because the lines were throbbing and it just shuts down.
And it cut them all off.
It didn't do that with the old system.
No, it didn't.
I mean, the old system had its problems.
That's the brand. That's right there. That's the new technology.
I never deal with these phones. You press the buttons. But whenever I have to, rarely, I did do that one time with these, and I hate it. Do you hate it?
I'm not a fan of the new phone system.
It seems a little less user-friendly.
I'm a big fan of having more lines. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if we do something, and it happened at the beginning of the Dead Bunny thing, when a lot of people call at one point...
Can it have a few more black buttons on it?
The computer system that runs the telephone just says... Man, dude, this is too many calls. Uh-huh. I'm shutting down. And what it does is it goes to a fallback. There's a button on this phone that I never press that busies up all of the lines.
Right.
And that's generally done for stations that play records. So when the disc jockey says, call it now for your favorite song, you press a button and everybody immediately gets a busy signal.
Right. Right, exactly.
Well, I don't know why we have that on this, because we would never busy up the lines. But
no.
There's something in the computer program that when it gets the overload, the computer just automatically hits that busy all lines.
But you have to hit the first phone.
Yes.
To shut it down.
Yes. As soon as you...
So it'll only screw you when you're ready to take your phone
call.
Yeah. Right.
Fair.
Isn't that wonderful?
There you go. Well, this is just part of the seminar that it's only $29.95 a day.
What are you going to call your seminar?
FWJFK. Now the phones are working, and
hey.
I've been told Mr. Dick Head is on the phone.
No, I was calling to say happy Easter to you guys.
And listen, bring a bag lunch if you're coming to my seminar, you know? Right. There's no food.
Huh. You could really improve on that.
Yeah, Mr. Head.
Hello?
Mr. Head.
Hello, is this me?
Jesus.
What? Happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to
but
you.
But I'm really not interested in your conversation right now. So we'll move on. Do a story. Do something.
Is this a complainer guy? Is that why you called him Dickhead?
Yeah, because it says on the screen, wants to complain about us complaining about the telephone.
No, I was just busting her chops, but I was just calling to say Happy Easter to you guys. That was it.
Great.
Well, it's rare that somebody does the reversal, where they tell the person that's screening the call something negative and then get on
with it. Well, I didn't really have anything to say.
Ah,
very good.
Goodbye. Okay, good.
Hope the same thing happens to him that happened to that bunny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Hi.
Good. Hey, listen, I was thinking with your wife being away this week, going to be a perfect time for a poker game.
I got a poker game even when my wife's around, although, you know, I would like to get that going again, especially since we all have the gambling bug.
I know. I love hearing the stories after...
The poker, if I can refresh your memory, the poker is a post-football wintertime activity.
However, because of the things... things are just different now.
Yeah.
I don't see why we couldn't play in non-winter times.
You play at night, it doesn't, name a night.
tomorrow.
You know, Buzz is always good for a couple of hands.
Tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
How about tomorrow night?
Yeah, can't do it tomorrow night.
Okay, well, how about next Saturday night?
Yeah, maybe next Saturday night.
No, like, no, you know what? I can't.
We should do it on a weeknight.
I do it on a weeknight.
Wait, would you do it on a weeknight?
If you guys want to come over one night next week.
Let's do it on a weeknight.
Okay, done.
I'd love to hear the stories.
You guys pick the night, and Buzz,
yes.
you get your big Tupperware glass full of quarters.
Wonderful.
And
how about Tuesday?
Come on over. Tuesday works for me.
Tuesday night? All right. 24's on.
Well, Buzz, you have a TiVo.
Yes, that's true.
Robbie?
I'm there, baby.
Okay. All right, then.
Tuesday night poker?
Okay, so
you still got your table?
Of course I do.
God, you know, because it's been so long, I'm looking forward to, like, getting my skills back.
Of course I do.
I'd like to remember how to play the game. You know, I mean, we all forget, but I mean, it's then you tune it up. It's terrific. So we, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do we need a fifth?
Yeah, ideally you need 5 or 6 people.
5 or 6. So you need one or two more.
You want to call Cakes? He has to get up early in the morning.
He probably couldn't do it because he's got to get up early.
I'd ask Jason Tony.
Oh, he'd be cool.
Jason Tony would be one that makes 5.
That'd be fantastic.
And how about Joe?
Joe Arden.
Perfect. Yeah, let me ask.
Excellent.
Let me ask him if he wants to come over and play.
Hey, dialing Jason right now.
Oh, well, get off the phone, please.
Done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See, that's another problem here.
How do you do?
Hi,
gotcha.
Talk to Joe, please.
Okay, hold on.
There's only one phone that we can use to call someone else.
In the station.
Hey, Joey, you want to be a part of the poker club?
Sure.
Tuesday night, my house after the show.
Tuesday
night.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in.
Tuesday's a great night because there's nothing to look forward to.
All right, let me call Jason Tony then. Jason.
872.
What is it, Robbie?
872. You can ask him to do that.
Are you sure that's okay that Tuesday's all right? I mean, I picked the day. I want to make sure that's a good day for everybody.
Mike, I do have some decision in my house.
Okay.
I mean, as far as being okay in the house. Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah. Hey, that absolutely works.
Well, I tell you, I'm just looking forward to getting back. You know, one of these days I'm going to get the guts to play poker in the real place. But I'm scared of that. When you go down to Atlantic City or Vegas.
Hi, this is Jason Beasy at WJFK Operations. I'm either away from my desk or on the other line right now.
Hey, you know where he is? He's at...
Is he really?
He's at Z104, getting ready to do his DJ show.
Oh.
Somebody call the hotline at Z104. That's so funny. We got a guy who's still working here part-time as the operations manager, but he's the nighttime disc jockey at Z104.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's another problem with corporate radio, and it's for another company.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you would never allow a guy from another radio station to walk into your radio station, much less a guy who's sitting up there, and Jason's a really good guy.
Great. There's a guy that should be involved
but,
right in back of you.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi.
But he's, you know what, he has to run the board for Ron and Phil.
Oh, that's right. He's got to work.
And something tells me, too, that if we had Cameron play...
We'd all walk away with absolutely no money.
Right. Oh, you got him? Hey, Jason Tony.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, listen, you know what, he probably can't because he works at night.
You work at night? You work next Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Not if he gets sick.
Yeah, but it's a spring book. I'm having a poker party. We wanted to invite you.
Oh man, that's sweet of you. What are the stakes like?
We play, but we'll see. I think we ought to up that too.
Well, it starts well, small,
you know,
and then after
bringing our bags of change is really.
And, Buzz is the only one that brings bags of change.
I think we ought to make it. You know, we just play a dollar.
It's small. It starts small, and then after Buzz loses all his money, then the stakes get higher.
I want to thank that caller.
Well,
$20 ante. What do you think?
As long as you keep it cheap, man, I'm down with it.
Is $20 ante okay?
No.
Well, unfortunately, I got to do my morning show at night, though, and I don't think there's a way I can get out of it.
Yeah, see, he's doing that show. All right, we'll come up with somebody else. However, I have been told, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Jason.
Yeah.
But I've been told that you, and this is the only funny to people in D.C., I've heard that you do the absolute world's best Grady, who I call Grady, Jim Vance. From Channel 4 impression. You know how Jim Vance, the anchor guy who's looking more and more like Grady from Sanford and Son?
Yeah, he is.
You know how he pauses all the time?
Right.
I heard that Jason does a killer impression of him. Jason, would you?
In Northeast Washington, a house fire burned down a 3-story building today. Green? All I can do is do the pauses. I can't get his voice, but so much of them.
Do
not Jim Vance.
Do when he's leading into sports.
Can I get capitals had a rough night, George. Any way they can stop this losing streak?
You got to know it.
That's for everybody here in Washington. Yeah.
All right, Jason.
All right, fellas, thanks.
Hey, listen, aren't they worried over there at Z104 that, like, you're stealing all of the great WJFK secrets?
Yeah, actually, I had to sign an affidavit of secrecy.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know that one time, Jason worked part-time there before he started working here? Or I guess he was working here part-time and working there part-time. At one point, I know what it was. It was Lenny Kravitz record that had come out. I hadn't heard before.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So I'm driving around with Frida on Saturday. We're going down to Georgetown for lunch, and we're listening to Z104, and I hear this Lenny Kravitz record, and I said, damn, that's a good record. And I hear it's Jason's, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up on the request line. I said, hey, dude, how pathetic is this? I'm in the radio business. I said, can you burn me a copy of that? And he goes, yeah, no problem. So it came in on Monday. I had the new Lenny Kravitz record.
And you had it.
Hey, Jason.
Yo.
How many times are you going to have to play Avril Lavigne tonight?
Well, actually, I'm on the air right now, so I'm having to fill in for Sean right now.
Oh, so yeah. You're our competition.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what record with less hype are you playing right now?
Just coming out of a break into Little Sheryl Crow.
Pot it up. Let's hear what it is.
That's well.
Yeah.
I got news for you. We're killing you right now.
Hey, thanks.
We're killing you. All right. Bye, Jason.
Okay, fellas.
Bye-bye. See you later.
It's like when we call Lou.
Yeah.
Or serve.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
They really don't.
You know, we've been doing this a long time.
If you ever want a real treat, read his bio on the website.
Oh,
it's funny.
Oh, on the Z104 website?
He says something to the tune of, I enjoy playing the best music for you all with fewer commercials.
That's basic. Now we'll come up with a six for the poker. Very hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard when you were talking to Buzz earlier about the remote and you put it up to your chin. That really does work. He's not crazy.
Thank you, ma'am.
Finally got support for that.
Thank now, what Buzz was saying
that was the beginning of the show.
What right. Buzz was saying was, like, if you've got the emergency thing on your key tag.
Yeah, a little remote control.
That you can get better
distance
if you hold it up to your neck. And we laughed at Buzz.
Yeah. Your chin.
But you're backing him up.
Yes, my boyfriend used to work for an alarm company, and it's true, it really does work. And
I heard another thing. I heard another thing about Buzz. If you go like to a pool with Buzz, he won't let you go swimming after you have a popsicle.
Bye bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
it's not safe.
Hold up, fellas.
You'll cramp.
You'd cramp up and drown.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, hold up, fellas. Don't move. Let's get real, real gone.
You got that tape around, Robbie?
Yeah.
Hold up, fellas. We don't have that in our go-to stack anymore. Yeah. Don't move.
Oh, man.
That's hold on. We got it close by, though.
And he says, it don't move me.
It don't move.
Very
don't,
subtle.
It don't move me. Here it is.
Hold it, fellas.
And don't move me.
And don't move
Let's
me.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Gone for a change.
One last call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, turn your radio down. Hello.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what. I'm coming home from golfing here, and it sure is sunny.
Are you trying to do a Hank Hill impression?
I'm trying. Damn it, this is Hank Hill. What are you talking about?
That is horrible.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
played it out
one
of order.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Put the man on his chin.
We're on the Z104 website.
Oh!
And the guy we were just talking to. Now, I know this is confusing and way inside, but let me see if I can just explain it one more time. The guy who is currently the operations manager for our radio station, WJFK, has quit.
Mm-hmm.
He is the nighttime disc jockey at a crappy radio station called Z104. But because they don't have anybody to take his place here at WJFK,
he's still working here.
While he works there.
He's double dipping.
Which is, you know, in my mind, nuts. Lisa just pulled up from the Z104 website his personality profile.
Very good.
Name, JV.
Is that what he goes by on the air, JV?
Hi, it's JV. I'm a Washington area native, Alexandria. Here's my story on how I got into radio. I witnessed a local DJ doing a station event at a bar, and the DJ was followed around everywhere by a throng of beautiful women. A cartoon thought bubble appeared above my head, and in it the words, "I want to do that," were written. As luck would have it, one of the DJs quit that day, and they hired me on the spot.
Wow.
I'm a huge Lenny Kravitz fan. I'm also a fan of Santana, no doubt, John Mayer, and Norah Jones.
Mm-hmm. All core.
Sidebar. Yeah, all the songs they play on the station.
Coincidence.
When I'm not playing great music on 104, you might catch me enjoying soft shell crabs, mm-hmm. pizza, or fajitas. After I might bump into you in Old Town, Georgetown, or downtown. I'm not a club guy, I'm a pub guy.
Ah.
I love being on 104, cause I get to play a lot of great music.
Cause I get.
We get to play fewer commercials. Catch me weeknight 7 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out running errands in the car, I'll keep the music going for you.
Excellent.
Hard to believe. And don't forget that he also has the weekend info show.
The wedding show.
Good for him. And he's one of the nicest guys in the world.
That's true.
Robbie, where's the car wreck sound effect? we've talked so much today about the inner workings of Infinity and WJFK. It's not a car wreck. It's a train wreck.
And happy Good Friday to you.
Buzz,
I can kill the rabbit.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, now you can wake up to Jay Leno and go to bed with Katie Couric.
I like the second part. I don't like the first part.
I thought so.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They have more than enough hair down there. Don and Mike.
Hi.
My name is
Time for Buzz. Brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure. And Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, and Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax.
Hi, kids.
1-888-TRY. VMAX. Now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I can picture Katie Couric hosting The Tonight Show asking questions of some movie star, but it's hard to picture Jay Leno interviewing an administration official about the war in Iraq on the Today Show. It probably won't quite come to that, but the two NBC stars do plan to switch jobs for a day on May 12th.
Now, I want to tell you, Mike, you're making a face, and I agree, but I want to tell you why this is brilliant, in my opinion, on NBC's part. First off, Buzz is right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the wild card.
Yeah.
If, like, something crazy happens...
Yeah, in the news?
They're screwed.
Yeah.
Because they can't have Jay Leno there on a day when news is really happening.
Right.
But assuming that everything is going according to plan...
Right.
And that we're back to normal, whatever normal is now, then you have him do a bunch of puff pieces,
mm-hmm.
and it gets covered by all the networks, by Entertainment Tonight, and Katie Couric somehow muddles her way through the Tonight Show.
Yeah, the question is why? Because as a promotional thing?
May sweeps.
The sweeps, sorry.
Now, not only do you get 2 weeks of promotion building up to this, but the day of this swap,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get Jay Leno in the morning. Everybody will tune in just to see what he's like.
Right.
Everybody will watch Katie Couric. Now, here's the end game for NBC. They come out the next day and they say, well, of course the Today Show is number one. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, David Letterman? You got beat last night by Katie Couric.
Oh, ouch.
That's the way to put the knife in Letterman's back.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good move by NBC.
Yeah, I guess.
You're auditioning to be a television executive, man, aren't you?
There you go again.
You know, did you hear the passion and just see the way he approached
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what he wants to do with it.
I mean, I think it's a smart move.
Yeah.
When you've got nothing going, and NBC really has nothing going, even worse than CBS.
We are so different. There you are auditioning to be a TV executive, and all I want to do after this is be what I've always wanted to be.
A drunk?
No. A farmer. A simple farmer. A simple dairy farmer.
I'm sorry, Mike. Drunk wasn't the word. I was thinking of deaf first.
A simple deaf farmer. This will be the first time in 11 years. My cows won't need bells.
I didn't even mean drunk. I swear to God, no. I meant deaf.
It's a Freudian slip.
Hey, you know, which one is better? Drunk and deaf?
Access.
Boy, can you imagine your balance then?
Access Hollywood says the switch was Katie's idea. This would be the first time in 11 years that someone other than Jay has hosted The Tonight Show.
And I have the perfect way for Jay to open the Today Show.
No, this is Today on NBC.
No, seriously.
Well?
Because you know that there's going to be something. He's going to have to be given some story.
Mm-hmm.
That Matt Lauer is going to have to do some serious news.
Right, right.
And when they get to Jay Leno, he can look right in the camera and he can say, Sterling. God, pleased to join Mike O'Mara.
I was thinking about it in
and
this
the,
break.
And the Cramp Blues Band.
We kind of like your new name for the band, Don.
Tomorrow night at the Barefoot Pelican, Mike O'Mara and the All Deaf Cramp Blues Band. Tomorrow night at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, VA.
Mm-hmm.
This is a band with all deaf musicians.
And they're really good.
Handpicked by me. And what's that lady's name?
Mary Madeline.
Mary Madeline. See them at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling tomorrow night. That's Mike's all deaf review. And I don't mean deaf like Russell Simmons,
mm-hmm.
like deaf comedy gem.
Not D-E-F.
I mean D-E-A-F.
What?
Like deaf. Mike can't hear.
No!
Barbara Walters, meanwhile, will be giving up her seat on The View to make room for Monica. Monica Lewinsky will fill in for Walters on Monday, mostly to promote her primetime reality show, Mr. Personality.
I am really disappointed that we are hearing so much about Monica Lewinsky.
Click.
Yep.
Here's the thing that's funny about that, is that, when Monica was effing Clinton's D,
mm-hmm.
those four bitches on The View every day, they spent a lot of time just saying, God, what a bitch, what a tramp, what a whore, can you believe this, can you believe this?
I would venture to say that, you know, and I hate to promote another television show, especially that she's going to be on it, but I would say that's still hanging around. I think people that felt that way about Monica still feel that way about Monica and still feel strongly about her. I would watch that Joy Behar lady and see how she reacts, because wasn't she the most caustic?
Yes, although let me say this quite honestly. I would do the same thing on this show. If offered the chance to have Monica Lewinsky come in here,
mm-hmm.
I'd forget all the stuff we ever said about her S and Clinton's D.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just to get her in here?
Yeah, and then I might start it up again, though.
But I mean, you would do it. But here's
and you have to do it so she doesn't walk out.
Yeah, here's the thing. You have to do it in a funny way. You'd have to do it in a way that she feels that we're not saying she's a whore or she's a tramp.
Yeah, and you'd have to do it in a very roundabout way, but I'm sure she's hypersensitive to that. And I wouldn't doubt that her handlers have probably provided every location she's going to be visiting with a slew of paperwork to make sure that people don't say certain things about her.
But I do want to say, at one point I'm pointing out how hypocritical it is of the women of The View. I want to say at the same time, I would do the same thing in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I might even do her.
Oh, I definitely would.
Yeah. How's she look now? Does anybody know?
Well, it looks like she's been to glamour shots.
Oh, really?
Like she went to a mall and got sexy pictures taken.
So you'd do her?
I almost said I would fitty tuck her.
Yeah, so would I. I don't think I want to go south.
Nor would I.
Because, then you break the seal and everything.
I get a handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Barbara's forgiven her because Monica brought Barbara some of her best ratings ever on one of the Barbara Walters interview specials. And more sad news today from the music world. Grammy-winning singer Luther Vandross has suffered a stroke. Luther, who turns 52 this weekend, had the stroke on Wednesday. It's not yet clear whether it's affected his motor skills. The big man with the deep, satiny voice is in a New York hospital.
Click.
He's
click, click, click.
Sold about 20 million albums in this country, and he had just finished a new one before the stroke.
He's skinny.
Wait, he gained it back.
He
gained it back.
He's worse than Oprah.
And I
put me in that category, too, the up and down, up and down.
Phenomenally dramatic. I wonder if that contributes to that.
Yeah, it's a good question.
When you go back and forth with that amazingly dramatic weight loss.
Which is why I'm staying fat. He has gone between 200 and 330.
Really?
Wow. And that's quite
a bit. That's huge. That's huge.
He is a great singer. Frankly, I like his up-tempo stuff. His other stuff, yeah. That's
well, they're comparing. The reason a lot of people are saying that guy, Ruben Studdard, is a lock on American Idol, they're saying, because he sounds so much like Luther Vandross. Yeah.
Not a minute too soon.
Absolutely. Oh, Buzz. Poor Ted Turner. Poor Ted Turner is heartsick again. You guys haven't done that in a long time.
ought to be like,
duh. While Ted's been out trying to save the world, he's lost his latest girlfriend. The 64-year-old founder of CNN has been working on a documentary series called Avoiding Armageddon. He hopes it'll keep Earthlings from blowing up their planet. Ted's been seeing 53-year-old Frederic Darragon off and on since 1969. He met her in a yacht race. He took a break in the late 90s to be with Jane Fonda. Apparently, his insistence that Frederic join him on a fly fishing trip was the last straw. Raised an aristocrat, Frederic wanted to go to Duppet instead. Quoting a source, Ted got mad. He likes people to come when he calls.
So to speak. Yeah. Hey, and Rob, I'm surprised that you have not called me in protest.
Of what?
Do you know what I'm talking about? What they've done on TBS?
No, what?
You better sit down, boy.
Okay. Here I come.
I got some news that's going to rock your effing world.
Yes?
You know how they used to run Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, 10:05 and 11:05. Or 9:05 and 10:05, forgive me.
Mm-mm. 8 until noon, 8 a.m. till noon every day.
Yeah?
4 episodes in a row, Dawson's Creek.
Man's out of his mind. Shoot him.
Mm. Telling you.
He has no control over that network anymore, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, you know, he sold the company to Time Warner, and then they kind of squeezed him out.
But it's TBS.
I know, it's got his name on it, but he's no longer influential.
It's the old reliable. Mm-hmm. You know, when nothing else is on,
Little House.
Rob, I would go to Little House all the time. We'd call each other up and go, hey, it's a good episode today where the Ingles are going to get in their buggy and go across the line.
Real call from Don is...
Do you guys touch each other when you were in France?
No.
All right,
I answered my phone and Don said, God, Nelly's a bitch.
Little House on the Prairie. Ladies and gentlemen, sit here telling you the God's honest truth. These men are not lying to you right now.
No,
they call each other and compare their views on Little House in the Prairie, and I find it frightening.
Now we can't do it. I'll give you another one, another frightening one, although you'll be more reassured.
Dick Van Dyke, Mayberry, all that I'm down with.
No, this is actually more contemporary.
Okay.
Rob says to me, walked down the hall the other day, Rob says, hey, Rip Taylor called back.
Okay.
Rip Taylor's going to be in a...
That's funny right there.
...in a small movie.
Right.
And we're going to get him back on the show. And I said, oh, man, I was flipping around today, and I saw Rip Taylor for 2 seconds on Hollywood Squares.
Right.
And Rob said, was the joke about the Pillsbury Doughboy? And I said, you mean where he said he died of a yeast infection?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, very.
If I was flipping and I saw Rip Taylor, I would have stuck on that one too. But I just still can't get by the Little House on the Prairie.
You know, if you watched it.
Now.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've looked at it.
Try it again.
I've looked in on it.
Look at it again.
I've looked in on it. I can't stick with that.
Well, you can't see it now.
No.
Wow. Yeah, like Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I think that's going to help you guys that they don't have that on anymore.
Well, I'm not watching Dawson's Creek.
I've never watched it, but you've watched Dawson's Creek,
haven't
you?
No, never have.
No. Have
that's
you
all right. Dawson's Creek, yeah, I've seen it.
Richard Dawson's Creek.
That's right. Everybody wears a red carnation and a three-piece suit.
My new 10 a.m. go-to anyway is Hazel. On TV Land.
It doesn't you make know, me feel any
it
better.
It just goes to show. If you got stranded like Tom Hanks in Castaway, you wouldn't need food. Just get electricity to that island in the box. The magic box.
TV.
I'd kill myself. I go between Sports Center
And then I watched the beginning of Regis when he yells at Kelly Lee. And then I watched Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. And then I watched Hazel. And then that's about when
you
my
sit,
wife...
You sit in your home and you will watch an entire episode of Hazel?
Well, now, here's the deal. I'm doing other stuff while the TV's on. I'm on the computer. I'm writing notes.
You call me all the time with, like, relevant stuff to the business. And then you're able to digest, like, the major events. I don't believe you've ever missed anything on SportsCenter. You catch most... You hit me up to any of the, like, news that's coming on that where there's a chase.
I constantly flip.
I just think it's a tremendous skill.
Yeah.
You know what? You say you were going to offer a course. You could. I don't think you can do that naturally. You have to teach them.
I would go to that seminar.
The thing is, you got to always have the TV on. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to work while you're watching TV.
Right.
And know even while you're not listening to, for instance, Hazel, mm-hmm. while you're working, say, I've seen this one before. This is the one where the neighbors next door lose their maid, so Hazel has to end up working.
Please don't summarize Hazel.
At both houses.
Right.
So you instinctively just go to the favorites button, and in 10 seconds you hit ESPN, CNN, Fox News Channel, mm-hmm. HBO, Showtime, and all the local stations.
Here's a question. Here's a Hazel question for you.
Okay.
In her day, like the early episodes of Hazel.
Oh, never.
Thank you. I'm relieving that.
Yeah. Never. Hazel, I would never get in that booth.
She was she was asexual.
Yeah.
In fact, really, she might have been if you lifted up that maid.
She had a penis.
Right, penis.
Award-winning actress.
Hazel. Yeah.
Yes, I believe a Tony and an Oscar.
Really?
I believe right now most of the people who've listened to the Today Show have just turned the radios off. So let's move on to another topic.
Fraser star Kelsey Grammer has got to be concerned for his safety and the safety of his family. The man who gunned down his dad could be out of jail and back on the street before the year is over.
Isn't that weird? Because he's Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. I mean, I'm sorry to get into my weird TV savant thing again.
Yeah.
On The Simpsons, he's Sideshow Bob, and he lives to kill Bart Simpson.
Right? Is that what he does?
Yeah.
And ironically, the guy who gunned down Kelsey Grammer's dad is named Niles.
Why did he gun down Frasier's dad?
In cold blood. His dad was out in the yard one day, and this guy just shot him.
It's his dad. Bad grammar.
Whatnot.
Arthur Niles has spent decades in psychiatric wards, but 9 years ago, doctors declared he was cured of his homicidal tendencies.
He denies that charge.
Since being cured, Niles has threatened to kill a judge, which is why he's in prison right now.
Isn't that where the new Survivor is?
He'll be out in 9 months.
On denial! Denial River!
But Niles says he has no intention of hurting Grammer or his family, quote, as long as they have no intentions to hurt me.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, where's that message from Kelsey Grammer and his wife?
Oh,
yeah.
Don't we have that one?
Public service announcement.
A great PSA we have.
I'm listening.
On the level. I mean, it's serious.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I know it's in the rack somewhere. Can you find it before the break?
In serious condition.
You know what? We'll find it. We'll play it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS, Bowel Syndrome.
Not always an easy thing to talk about, but we are.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel problems, don't be embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Putting the fun back in dysfunctional. The Don and Mike Show.
Remember, can't spell fun without F-U.
Right.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The cola companies are acting crazy now. Vanilla Coke has been so successful, it's turned things around at the Coca-Cola Company, which is now back out in front of Pepsi in the cola wars.
And Diet Vanilla Coke,
yes.
You heard it here. Feist.
That's right.
Love it.
Feist.
But the war rages on. Pepsi, which failed in its attempt at the berry-flavored Pepsi Blue, says it's coming out with Vanilla Pepsi this summer. And Diet Vanilla Pepsi. It's also coming out with Mountain Dew Livewire, an orange-flavored drink. and it's boosting the advertising and distribution of its lemon-lime drink, Sierra Mist. In fact, both companies will be kicking up the competition on their lemon-lime beverages. Coke's coming out with Sprite Tropical Remix. In some parts of the world, Coke is even coming out with Sprite Ice, which is mint-flavored.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about... I'm really fanatic about this soft drink, right. This Diet Vanilla Coke.
Good.
When we were down in New Orleans, we'd go every day to this Walgreens. I'd buy Slim Fast, and Rob would buy beads. Buzz would be looking for voodoo stuff. And, I'm not kidding you, Buzz really went to voodoo stores.
I did.
And every day I'd go into this Walgreens, and they would have an incredible wall. I mean, a walk-in freezer with every possible beverage.
Mm-hmm.
They had Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, Diet Coke with lemon, and they had three big slots where it said Diet Vanilla Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we went in, there were none there.
Empty. Very popular.
So we'd been there for a couple of days, and one day I was mentioning this to somebody. I was standing in the lobby of the hotel waiting for you guys one night, and the lady that was down there, the concierge lady, said, "Honey, you see that parking garage right there? You know, the garage was right next to the hotel,
right?
Five steps away." She says, 20-ounce bottles are right in that machine for $1.25 each. You never seen anybody run as fast as I ran.
And put $150 into the machine.
I go up to my room. I get that Nautica bag that we were given.
And how many bottles did you put in it from one trip to the machine?
10.
10?
10 bottles.
$12.50. And another great thing is we were going in that parking garage for another reason. I said, look, someone bought a soda and left it on top. There was a Diet Coke on top of the machine. That was not as me. I hit the wrong button.
You gotta leave it behind.
I was ordering them.
Foolish regular Diet Coke. Goodbye.
I'm just pushing the button like John Hinckley, like a metal patient. Push. It would come down. I'd put another $1.25. Push. Come down, get them, hoard them all.
Yes.
Bring them up to my room.
Well, people often ask why Don tans so well. He'll come back from the beach and he's got a tan, and it has nothing to do with the sun. He's basically caramel colored.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly.
That's based on the amount of fluid he has ingested over the years.
Sure.
Diet Vanilla Coke.
Mm.
Love it. You're welcome, Coca-Cola. You're welcome.
Hey, might be time for another truckload.
God, those were the days.
Yeah.
Those were the days. One day.
That was Diet Cherry Coke, another caramel-colored beverage,
yes.
Which was preceded by regular Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in Minneapolis...
You've never had a fruity beverage since I've worked with you.
No. When we were in Minneapolis, I discovered Diet Cherry Coke. I liked Cherry Coke,
sure.
But it was too sugary.
Right.
So I found this Diet Cherry Coke in Minneapolis. This was like in 1991. Welcome again to my world, everybody. These are the things I know a lot about. I called Coca-Cola and said,
"Hello?
I really love this product.
Cola?"
They said, "We're test marketing it in Minneapolis." So we talked about it on the radio. I talked about it endlessly. And one day, the good people at Coca-Cola, I am not kidding,
this is true,
came by with a truck with 100 cases of Diet Cherry.
And you know how he felt about it?
How'd he feel?
I'll tell you a little insight here, okay? Right. One day, like shortly after that, when he might have had maybe 80 cases left, I said, "Hey, can I try one of those?" And you know what the reaction? I am not lying. You know what his reaction was? He went,
"Yeah, well, he doesn't want to let anything go."
One bottle.
Yeah,
he let me have it. You know, because I quickly enlightened him as to the ridiculousness of what he was doing. He had 80 cases of the beverage, and then I tried it. I got like halfway through it.
He didn't like it. He threw it away. Yeah. Pissed me off.
Yeah, I know. It angered you because you love the product.
Man, I gave you a can of it. And look what you did with it.
You drank them all, too. You drank all 80 cases.
I did.
You took most of them home.
Even towards the end.
Right.
When we were afraid they were going bad.
Right.
And getting too caramely.
I remember a few cans. And this had to be at the very end because I wasn't even around when the shipment showed up. They were thick.
Yeah.
I mean, right. They were like syrup, coming out of the can slow.
Yeah, it was like gravy.
That's diet. A guy who was hired to flip burgers at McDonald's is now suing the company for discrimination. Joe Connor of New Haven, Connecticut, weighs 420 pounds. Now, the management knew,
lost another one.
They knew that when they hired him, but then...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
but then new management took over and supposedly wouldn't let Joe report for work. Joe says the manager kept telling him he could start when his 54-inch waist uniform pants arrived. This went on for months. The shirt with the 22-inch neck came in, but the pants never arrived.
I had fried food again for lunch today. I know, I shouldn't have had it, but I couldn't help myself. You think I lack self-discipline?
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
But then the manager stopped returning Joe's calls. Joe wants his job back with back pay and $300,000 in damages.
He is legitimate.
Joe. McDonald says it does not tolerate discrimination of any kind and says Joe's lawsuit is without merit.
Especially when Joe is like the average McDonald's eat everyday customer.
Absolutely.
400 pounds?
One of their best customers. I mean.
Christ.
Yeah.
He's got to have like 20 or 30 pounds of McDonald's meat in his intestines.
Christ.
Right.
And if you'd like to...
Nice! Let me just say that as we head into the Easter weekend. Christ. Nice, Christ.
Kind of a tribute.
Nice.
If you'd like to squeeze Brad Pitt's buns, now you can. Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London now has a likeness of the actor, but part of him is not made of wax. His ass is made from foam and silicone, so museum visitors can give it a little squeeze. If
someone
like.
Call for a doctor?
There he is right there. That
man. Someone call for a doctor?
How many weeks before that thing, you don't want to put your hand on to get SARS. Brad actually let the museum cast a mold from his bare bottom, so in a way, it's really him.
That is gay.
He's said to be amused by the idea and has asked the museum to count how many times he gets the squeeze.
How many people do you think would try to...
put a finger in?
Thanks for saying it.
Hey, smells like real butt. Wife Jennifer Aniston...
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Jennifer Aniston seems to be okay with this, and she and he are now working on their first movie together. Yeah, that's Pitt. Because they're...
How about you do... She does the same thing she do. How about she do the same thing with her vagina?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh.
There's no justice. Go by, reassuring squeeze.
And her boobs.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
Last night's episode?
Mmm.
The t-shirt?
Mmm. Amen, brother.
Because there is no justice, however, Mike O'Mara is not one of the greatest hip-hop acts ever. Of course,
what are you talking about? That's absolutely not true.
Well, the list was assembled by VH1, so take that into account. It is more or less a who's who of hip-hop.
Hey, Mike, it's Whitey's list, okay?
They're VH1. I'm not down with that.
In the hood, we all know.
I feel you.
Man, they never see me on Def Jam.
Run DMC tops the list, followed by Public Enemy, Tupac Shakur, Notorious B.I.G., LL Cool J, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Grandmaster Flash, Salt-N-Pepa, and Jay-Z.
Let me present to you now...
You're presenting?
...the greatest rap song, and I guess you're not...
Okay.
...ever in the history of recorded music.
This is the place for it.
This should be on the list.
You'll love it.
Ooh, they call me Senor Charlie, and a really bad Mandino. I go to Taco Bell, and I eat a beef burrito.
Yeah.
Rico.
Whoever this guy is, he's good.
Ooh,
this is raw talent.
Rico.
This is somebody who commits.
Yeah. Suave. I eat a big taco for a chimichanga. The sweet fried beef makes a dude go tanga. Where no fears? Where's my lunch? Here's those salsa. Thanks a bunch. Yeah. All right. Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Suave. Wow.
Oh, he was so much healthier.
Rico. I gotta leave the casa. Adios, amiga, and que pasa. My name's Single Charlie, the big bandito. If I ever see you, I'll buy you a burrito. Ah! Rico. So suave. Bueno. Donde esta casa de Pepe?
First on that
Dr.
List,
C. Huh? He enjoys his work.
Man, wow. Get to know Charlie.
That's terrific. Also in the top 40, in no particular order, Nelly, Puff Daddy, Lil' Kim, the Beastie Boys, Missy Elliott, and Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. Charlie and Charlie and also...
Rob Spiewak!
There's two names they forgot, Charlie and Rob. Yeah.
Amen. Whitney Houston will appear on the season finale of Boston Public next month as herself. She'll be asked to the prom by a student.
Yeah.
What if the Honeymooners were black? Cedric the Entertainer has the Jackie Gleason role in a modern-day movie based on the old TV show. His co-star is Mike Epps as Ed Norton. Epps was Ice Cube's sidekick in the Friday movies. Quoting Epps, it's a black thing now.
Oh, man, I think Cedric the Entertainer is one of the funniest people on television. I hope this is funny.
Tim Reed, meanwhile, who had roles on WKRP, Simon and Simon, and Frank's Place, is looking for something deeper. Toward that end, he produces movies and TV shows here in Virginia, and he says black Americans should take control of their media image. Quoting him, I'm amazed by what I see. Either I overslept or someone stole my culture.
Please, I'm blacker than he is.
In sports, it has come to this. The Oakland Raiders have asked a judge to keep the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers from wearing their uniforms in California. The Raiders say the Bucs and Panthers uniforms violate Oakland's trademark rights. They say Tampa's pirate is too similar to Oakland's. They say the Panthers' colors, silver and black, are too similar to what the Raiders wear.
Okay, time out.
All right.
The Panthers' color, their primary color, is Carolina blue.
Okay, right.
Okay. Second, Tampa Bay has had the pirate on their helmet. Now they have a pirate ship. But don't you remember the first 25 years of that franchise when they had that faggot pirate who had
the fancy lad puffy shirt pirate
who had the knife in his teeth,
right, and the Errol Flynn mustache?
Right. Oakland didn't mind then.
No.
Right.
F you, Al Davis.
That's a little petty, don't you think?
The Raiders lawsuit speaks of irreparable harm by this so-called infringement. The NFL, which is another target of the lawsuit, says there will always be overlap among logos and
colors. You know what that is all about? What that is all about is that for years and years, the Raiders sold probably more merchandise than any team in the NFL.
Except the Cowboys.
And then when you get the Bucks changing their logo, changing their color scheme, they start selling the merchandise. Mm-hmm. They take a look at the bottom line out in Oakland, and they get all, you know, antsy.
And also consider the fact that up until last year, the Raiders haven't done anything for 15 years.
Right. Finally, IKEA is apologizing for the name it gave to one of its bunk beds for children.
You see, you get it. The more games you win,
mm-hmm,
the more junk people buy.
Right. The more they care.
People like a winner.
Right.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
IKEA is apologizing for the name it gave one of its bunk beds for kids. It named the bed Gutvik, which the company insists it named after a small town in Sweden. But IKEA is now apologizing because Germans took offense. You see, in German, Gutvik means good F.
Hey!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yay! It's a good F bed.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! We're out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Happy Easter and Passover, Don.
Rob, we got to talk about some decisions.
Tell me about it.
We got to make some decisions. I'm busy right now.
Oh, too busy right now because I'm making decisions.
Okay.
BM, Peter, Jay.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.